Tom, you would be so horny.
We have two beautiful naked girls today. I see their boobies right now. You know what else I see?
Vagina.
Yeah. Very good, John. Can you spell vagina?
V-O-N-J-E.
Perfect.
Vonge.
Right.
Vagina.
Good job.
Vagina.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Son of a beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free. At 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's
but
right.
Turn your radio down. You do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
Stop your
curtains.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, a stellar job today, I might add.
The Don and Mike Show.
Anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Have today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
Have today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy. Once again, Dennis Murphy.
Bear with us, we're padding.
Have today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
Hi, welcome to the beginning of the show where we're already effed.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
Something broken?
No, we can't find something. We're under the tape of Dennis going, moo, moo, moo.
Coo, coo, coo.
Right, but
have
not...
today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
Ah, here we go. Well...
here's Dennis Murphy with a Dateline Court TV exclusive.
Oh, there he is. We've got a good Dennis Murphy tape right there. We might take him right up to the part where he goes, woo!
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is right there.
Once again, here's Dennis Murphy.
It was the Don and Mike Show.
Okay,
I'll write it up with the Dennis.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, God, it's a mess.
Oh, my God.
It's an absolute mess, not to mention the fact that we've already violated the prime directive. We talked before the door was open.
Oh, no.
There goes our entire theater of the mind.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know how you could get around that?
How?
You could open the door, and then we'd be on the other side of the door again.
Yeah.
And then we'd open it again, and we'd come back in here.
So we open the door now, and...
be like this.
Hey, Don, how you doing? Well, we're on the other side of the door. You're going to have to open it again.
No, but really, then we won't be able to that.
Hey, oh, there really, we are. Hey, all right.
The way I would do it would be, we'd be in mid-sentence, talk the door, close the door, and then rather than hearing a sound like that, you just wouldn't hear anything.
Okay. All right, let's go. So, let's try it that way.
Like you and I are talking.
Yeah, we're just having a nice discussion about
like
everything
we are now
and going on. There it is again.
There we are.
Oh, that's good.
It's 6 of 1, 1/2 of the other.
It works both ways, I think, equally. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Philip Robert Jonathan Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
There he is. Hi, Robbie.
That was Grand Theater. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Swedish Shakespeare and all the ships to see. Hey, beware. They may invite you to eat their bung, and they may say it on the air. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Outrageous. Thank you, Robbie. And hello, everybody, and thank you for listening. New episode, Coast to Coast and Nationwide, and it's Wednesday, September 13th. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
There you go, 877-365-3636. Your hotline to the hits. We pepper our program,
Pepper's Vodka,
with your telephone calls. All right. Well, you see, what happened was the music was uncued. The theme song was uncued. So I went to the emergency tapes, which are Dennis Murphy, but we didn't have the right emergency tapes with Dennis Murphy.
Right.
Which is why we had to momentarily break down the third wall of the show.
This is true, yes. And I like that, frankly, because, you know, I'm over here, you're over there pressing all the buttons. And for me, it's much like the Secret Sound Contest. I play along at home as well. So when you're talking about all the things going on, I don't know unless you tell me.
Although, technically, I would think if I was to close the door again, you and I would not be able to speak. But since Buzz is not in this room, Buzz technically would still be
absolutely
able to speak.
All you have to do is open the door like this, and then we'd be...
See, and I'm very happy with the way things went because, you know, I see that no harm has been done. I'm equally entertained whether we're inside the door or outside the door. But it would be very lonely here without Don and Mike. So I'd like to let them back in if I could. But they seem to be refusing to come back in. So it's just me for now. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show, a nationally syndicated program loved by men, women, and children alike. Thanks for joining us.
You did well, Buzz.
That's a fine job, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you.
You did very nicely, Buzz. You couldn't tell if we were laughing.
Welcome back.
But you couldn't hear that we were laughing because, you know, I had to turn the microphones off because if you would hear us laughing, then you would know that we actually never left the room.
And that was the essence of Buzz's mellowness right there. It was beautiful. It was pure Buzz.
It was 100%
pure mellow.
This is what I talk like when I'm speaking casually. It sounds like this. This is how I would sound if I was just talking to you in your living room, for example. Hi. Welcome to the show.
That's terrific. I love that.
Because he's nice.
He is nice. He's a nice guy.
Because he's nice. So, hello, listen. First item of business today on the show has got to be the General, Robert Knight, the tapes.
They're going to be talking about Bobby Knight, I suppose, but they've stepped out for a moment, perhaps to catch their breath and gather their thoughts about the General and his departure from Indiana University. Where, by the way, the football coach is now in trouble for losing his temper. More about that later. Now I'd like to open the door and have Don and Mike come back in. That's what I'd like to do. And it seems to be stuck, however.
Hey, all right. Oh, that was quite a breather. It's a little cooler out in the hallway out there.
Not stuck at all, Buzz. We're just jerking your train. Like everybody. Like everybody, watched Bob Knight last night. Didn't say much that you wouldn't expect him to say. The highlight, in my mind, the highlight was when that little daft prick, Jeremy Schapp, and never trust the guy named Jeremy.
Well, Jeremy Schapp, who is sick how much he's trying to rip off his father.
Jeremy Schapp.
His whole demeanor is like his dad's.
He almost bullies Bobby Knight into losing his temper, and then Bobby Knight does it, and he stops for a second, and he strokes his chin, and he says to him, "You're not as good as your dad." That was the highlight. Here it is right here. This is the highlight.
See, I didn't see that. That's great.
Out of the entire hour-long show. Here it is.
But again, before you interrupted me, any real faculty for...
You know what? I got to give you the long version. That's a short version.
Okay, good. Go.
Here's the long version with the entire question.
My son, Pat, who I think is the real victim in this whole thing.
But Coach,
let me finish, Jeremy.
But Coach,
he's the victim in this.
Yeah, but
Pat is the victim in this.
He's
now
the victim, but if you had abided by the rules, would he have been the victim? Would he still have his job?
I don't think I had any chance to abide by the rules.
Why not?
Let's get back to Pat, okay? Now, with Pat and our situation where it was, now we have to find another place. But again, before you interrupted me, and you have a real faculty for doing that.
Thank you.
No, I don't think it's anything to really be too proud of myself. I think when I talked about Pat...
Bob, you came here to do an interview. I'm asking you questions.
When I talked... Well, then let me finish the answer. Is that okay, Jeremy? Is that fair enough?
Please go right
ahead. Have I interrupted your questions yet?
Yes.
No, I haven't. You've interrupted my answers with your questions, and then I've tried to get back. So let me finish this. You got a long way to go to be as good as your dad. You better keep that in mind.
Oh,
beautiful.
He, you know, he can't help it.
I love him.
He is
God
absolutely.
Damn it, I love him.
What
a prick. He's a total a-hole who makes no apologies, and he just, he can't. He literally can't help it. He never would have made it a month from now.
What a prick.
Oh, God.
You got to love it, and you got to see the dynamic, too. When he says to this guy, Jeremy Shapps.
Jeremy Shapps got to be giving, you know, getting high fives for that. You know, getting that out of him.
Sure. You got a faculty for this. And Jeremy Shapps actually leans back in his chair and goes, hey, thank you.
Fuck you.
Bobby Knight says, that's not a compliment.
Yeah, not a compliment. You got a long way to go before you're your dad.
And,
wow.
And before he makes that statement, he just pauses and strokes his chin and stares at the guy for 3 or 4 seconds.
You know, under normal circumstances, you know, the microphone would be off, he'd be out of the chair, and he would have walked out.
Yeah, it would be like one of his press conferences.
Yeah, he would have walked out of there, but he knew he had to stay because, you know. Well, there he is, though, just proving that they were probably justified in firing him.
No, come on. The guy's a loose cannon, you know that. They've known that
I
all
know
along.
He's your man.
I think the real Bobby Knight show is not going to be what was on ESPN last night. It's going to be tonight at Indiana University, when he goes to meet with the students who
right.
support him. And they're expecting maybe a riot tonight at Indiana University.
Oh, my God.
Fantastico. All right, well, there is the General Robert Knight, everybody. Oh, they're doing this again. Hey.
Don and Mike will be right back to discuss more issues of the day, perhaps more about Bobby Knight, or perhaps they'll move on to another subject. You just never know with this show. They seem to be in need of fresh air a lot today. I hope they get well and come back soon. And I know you feel the same way. It's about 20 minutes past the hour where you live.
All right, I got to come back in. Yeah.
That was my signal.
If you're down, yeah, that's the husband. If you're down to time checks, you know, okay, forget it. Take away the door sound effect, Rob.
Hey, and wasn't Bobby Knight wearing a Ted Williams shirt?
He was.
Teddy W.
He was.
Number 9 for your Boston Red Sox.
Good eye there. Good eye. So Bobby Knight, that TV show was subpar. I expect a better one tonight. For those of you listening to us in Green Bay, okay, pay your tax.
Mm-hmm.
That deal passed.
Congratulations. I guess this means, what, you're going to get a new stadium and a better football team?
They're going to fix up the stadium, and they'll be able to...
Are they going to fix up Lambeau?
Yeah, and they'll be able to buy some better players. We got a note today, not a written note, a voicemail from Colleen of Survivor.
Okay.
That she was going to come in and be on the show next week, but as it turns out, next week on Wednesday, she's going to co-host the Regis show.
Oh, really?
Every day next week, they're going to have a different person from Survivor on co-hosting the Regis show. So she's going to call us next Tuesday, the day before she hosts the Regis show.
And then will we eventually get her in the studio?
Yeah, when she gets back. She's like on some kind of whirlwind press junket.
Good.
Now. But when she comes back, she'll join us. And I guess the plan is when she calls Tuesday, just to say that she's sorry she's not here.
Right.
We really got to put the heat on her.
To get her in here.
Yeah, well, and to have her say hi to us on Regis.
Oh, absolutely.
Because she's definitely coming in. Oh, Jeremy is here today.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Coleman is in the building today.
Yeah, but that, see, there was the yin and the yang there. I mean, you see that Jeremy walked by, and then Tim McWilliams came by in the other way. And he offered balance in the hallway.
It just unnerves me when Jeremy Coleman is here actually in the building.
Did you see his pretty new office?
No, what?
He and Jim have switched offices.
So Jeremy is now in Chateau Relaxo?
Yeah, he's in the Chateau Relaxo, and it's tiny, and he's still got his big, modern-looking gray desk, but it's in that little room, and the walls are barren, and it's the most depressing-looking thing you've
He'll
ever seen.
He'll fix it up.
Oh, yeah.
If there's anybody that can fix up space.
He hasn't many times.
Yeah, well, he might be able to.
About had a heart attack today when I was having a discussion with Mike about somebody I know wants passes for the Monday night game, the Redskins-Cowboys game, and of course I can't get them passes. So I was telling Mike this, and this guy was asking for passes, and as Mike walked out of the office...
I was going, you tell what I was doing. I was leaving to take a nice, have a nice BM.
He was taking the newspaper with him.
Right.
And he said, well, Dallas sucks, something like that. And then I heard this little tiny mouse-like voice say, yeah, you're right.
Oh, that sucks. And then all of a sudden here he is. What the hell is he doing here today?
I don't know. He's, you know, he pops in once in a while just to make his presence felt and to offer guidance to the chinless one.
Jeez, what a mess this radio station is.
It truly
you know,
is.
When Jeremy Coleman is your... Well, he doesn't have the title of being consultant, but in actuality, he's the programming consultant here.
He's the senior vice president.
When a guy with that diminished capacity is the executive in charge of the other guy with even more less diminished capacity...
It's not a good thing at all.
That's a bad state of affairs.
Very bad.
And I was watching some of the Klaus von Bülow show today on HBO.
Starring Jeremy Coleman.
And, yeah, you know, again, Jeremy Irons... Name notwithstanding, reminds me of Jeremy Coleman. If Jeremy Coleman was a man's man,
right?
If Jeremy Coleman was more macho, he would be Jeremy Irons. And have, you know, and of course, everybody knows Jeremy Irons is a gigantic pussy.
Well, and what has Jeremy Irons done recently? I mean, the Klaus von Bülow was. He hasn't been in a lot of. You know, I always get him in the. Daniel Day-Lewis confused.
Oh, the My Left Foot guy?
Yeah, but Jeremy Irons is much more Jeremy Coleman-like.
But in this movie, in this Klaus von Bülow movie, which incidentally is one of my all-time favorites, a real pick-me-up,
isn't,
you know...
Isn't Glenn Close the wife?
Yeah, she's... Her name is Sammy or Sonny? Sonny von Bülow.
Sonny von Bülow.
And so this guy Klaus, he offs his wife, and he gets away with it. He hires Alan Dershowitz, famous attorney, and it becomes a very famous story. Well, this guy, Jeremy Irons, he's so much like Jeremy Coleman, in as much as that he never shows emotion.
It is so funny for anybody that knows the movie you're talking about. It is so funny because, I mean, Jeremy Irons plays Klaus von Bülow in as you know, the evil aristocrat, you know, like Jeremy. And it is Jeremy Coleman. It's a wonderful picture of him.
It's Jeremy if Jeremy had, like, a giant injection of testosterone.
Absolutely.
To make him... more of a man.
You believe what it is Jeremy's evil potential realized. If all the layers were peeled back and the real evilness of Jeremy came through.
And you know what? I think he's got that evilness. It just doesn't manifest itself.
Sure.
Physically, as a guy like Jeremy Irons could bring it to the screen.
Absolutely. Like when he has an opportunity, when we do something wrong and he has an opportunity to step on us. You know that Jeremy Irons character is in there going, well, I guess the big shots are going to step on it today.
There is no doubt that the soul of Klaus von Bülow, who mercilessly killed his wife and got away with it, that is the same soul as Jeremy Coleman, the head of programming for talk radio for Infinity Broadcasting.
Wow. And you don't see it. You don't see the naked von Bülow side of Jeremy. He masks it all the time. He really does.
Jeremy von Bülow.
Hi, Libby.
What a great name it is. What was that? Libby just walked by?
I don't know why I said that.
I thought Libby got canned.
No, I don't think so.
Wasn't that a rumor?
Rob, I think that was Libby. Was that Libby?
Was that a rumor that Libby got canned?
Yeah.
You heard that rumor?
Let's see. You want to see if she's here? I think I said hi to her.
Yeah, I know she is here because I talked to her today. She sent a gift for you.
She did.
She went to a race in Richmond and she brought you a NASCAR cup.
Oh, that's very nice.
It's
the guy that I like, the Tony Stewart guy, I think is his name, the guy with the Home Depot truck.
There you go. You can drink your coffee out of there. Hi, Steve. I've decided that there's so much traffic in the hallway today that I'll be saying hi to the salespeople as they're walking by.
So the official rumor that we had heard was that the sales lady, Libby, that she had been let go, right?
Yeah,
where did you hear that? Where did that start?
I heard
start?
It from him.
I don't even
Rob
know where
Spiewak
I heard.
Started that story?
Yeah, maybe it was just someone goofing around. I thought I heard it. I guess not, because she's here and better than ever.
Yeah, you ought to apologize.
You want to call her in and ask her about this?
Yeah, we can bring her in if you want.
Yeah, why don't you please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
One of our salespeople that... Yeah, she's very nice.
I like Libby.
She's very, very... Yeah, Libby does a lot of stuff for us. I mean, already. She's very new on the staff here, but, you know, like she brings stuff in. She brings, like, different... junk.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
Let her know that Rob's the one that's spreading the trash.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Rob should have to confront this, that he spread a rumor. Hi, Rita. Rob spread a rumor that she was in trouble.
That she was fired.
Right.
He said it to us yesterday, as a
matter
of fact.
Not you, Rita, if you're listening to that. I mean, I meant Libby.
He said it to us during the stop site yesterday, right?
Right.
Didn't he say something like, hey, have you seen Libby around recently? I heard she got canned.
I think I was asking about her. You know, I was asking, where's Libby? I haven't seen her. And then Rob said, I don't know. I think she's fired.
And right now, his underpants.
Oh, he hates this.
It's a multicolor.
This is his sanctuary.
It's a multicolor Technicolor show in his underpants.
Here comes Libby. I don't think she's ever been on the microphone.
Because he's being called now on the carpet on this. Hi, Libby.
How you doing, Libby?
Hi. So you still work here?
Yes.
Okay, Rob had started a rumor that you had been fired.
Rob told us yesterday you were fired.
I don't know whether he wanted that to happen or what the deal was, but he started that rumor.
Despite all my prayers, she's still here.
Still here.
No, I was there any trouble? Was there a disagreement or anything? I don't even remember where I heard it. It was just in passing.
Yeah, I was actually out sick. My son was sick. And
Perhaps that's how it
was. So you had an extended hiatus. You were gone for a while.
I was only gone from Friday. Did you miss me? Is that it?
I didn't even notice that you weren't here.
Yeah, right.
See, well,
I did.
Mike said, "Where's Libby?" And then Rob said, "Oh, I think she got canned."
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened yesterday.
Thank God.
No, my job's secure so far.
Okay.
Okay, all right, we just wanted to make sure.
Do you like your cup?
Oh, yes, it's a wonderful cup. Thank you for the cup. Thank you for the Home Depot cup.
Right.
Anything you'd like to say to Rob? What?
Yeah. Why would I have something to say to Rob?
Because Rob was the nasty person that started the rumor about
it. How are you?
I'm living good. How are you?
A little high for... Everybody says hi to Buzz. Mm-hmm. A little high for Buzz.
Right.
Because Rob
I didn't even know that Rob started a rumor.
I didn't start a rumor.
Right.
I just thought I heard
Steve,
something.
Steve, hey. Steve Johnson just...
he's right on the money, isn't he?
Steve gave me a wave as he went by.
Well, I certainly meant nothing by it. If I was responsible for perpetrating the rumor, I'm sorry.
Okay. Anybody... we always give every salesperson opportunity to plug their best client. Is there anything you'd like to say with this valuable airtime? Right into the microphone, Libby.
Hey, to Walter at Wolf Trap. How's that?
Walter at Wolf Trap. Very good.
Great. Okay.
Do you think anybody's going to get canned in the sales department?
How's that revolving door going? I mean, is it...
How about those new...
You know, I think the door's okay right now.
Really? How about those new guys who all look like Regis Philbin?
Yeah, the two old guys.
Those old guys?
Can you tell them apart?
The two twins. The older twins.
What?
Pat.
Oh, you don't even know their names, do you?
No, well, they're the Redskins guys, so.
You don't even know their names.
It's gotten that bad. Isn't that amazing? It's got even the salespeople back there don't know the guy's name.
How many salespeople work at this station, Libby? About half?
like 10 of us, I guess.
10 of us. Are you very nervous being on the radio, Libby?
A little bit, because I thought they were just coming in to thank me for the cup.
That's what I was told.
Right.
So we were calling in to tell you that Rob told us yesterday you were fired.
Right, now.
You talked to your painter friend that was going to paint my house? Did you talk to him?
Buck, I do talk to him.
You tell Buck to come down on the price if he wants to get the job?
I think he's listening, probably.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Tell Buck he's way, way out of line.
Way.
You tell Buck I don't like being taken advantage of.
I will let him know.
Thanks a lot. Very good.
All right.
Okay,
all
good.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks for coming in, Libby.
Thanks, Libby.
Bye.
Glad you're not fired.
Very good.
I'm
glad
you are.
That's Libby, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. There she is. Libby.
How are you doing, Rob?
Great. How are you?
You know, I missed who just ran. Somebody ran by.
Tammy?
It was Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
Who's Tammy?
Tammy's very fast. Tammy actually runs by the window.
Hey, listen, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I'm sure everybody knows next Monday is a national holiday. There will be no mail service, no electricity. Kids will be out of school.
Right.
You get a free pass at all area car washes throughout America.
Right.
Because next Monday is my birthday.
Yes.
Now, as it turns out, on Monday, we're off.
Right.
Not because it's my birthday, but because there's a Redskins game that night, and I got to be there to do that all day long.
Right.
So... being as there's always a celebration for a birthday nude,
yes,
you know, are we going to have that on Friday or are we going to have that on Tuesday? And depending on which day we have it on,
right?
Do you remember what Jenna and Shiloh told us at the last Las Vegas style show that they had planned for the next time they were coming in?
No.
I'm pretty sure you're the one that told me that they were going to bring midgets in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yes, that was their idea.
Right.
That was at the last Las Vegas show where they said, we've got a plan. We're trying to find a midget for your birthday.
Right.
Well, I think it all depends on whether they can get the midget into... I of course, would vote for Friday. I mean...
Because it's sooner.
It's Friday.
Yeah, what a
great way to cap off the weekend. Everybody listening would want it to be Friday, too.
Yeah, okay, Friday then.
Friday, Jenna and Shiloh and a midget, and then you have to make the decision as to who will be the recipient. And I think you should shake it up. I think you should maybe pick somebody that's...
I'll pick someone who's not been picked before.
Yeah, that's unique.
Not one of the regulars. Certainly not Wendell, since Wendell's already...
Does that mean we have to have your gifts by Friday?
Been late. No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. I just want to make sure that I get my nude midget show.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
It's just... It's always very stressful. Mm-hmm. Ever since Slam, man. It's just real stressful.
Come on.
No, I mean...
You know me. I'm so easy to read. Such an easy book to read. The ABCs of me. You know what makes me happy.
Yeah, but, you know.
But what?
You know, I mean, what makes you happy is vodka and cigars.
Correct. There you go.
You know what? All right.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and not cigars this time. I'll get you that stuff you like.
Learn that same lesson. That
I'll get you a case of it.
Learn that same lesson that my wife has had to learn.
Very you know, good.
Just give me the same stuff all the time for my
creativity is not important.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, now what? You know, I swear to God.
It always makes me nervous when there are engineers in the studio right before airtime.
There we go. We got it on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I have a question for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what happens tomorrow night? The Olympics. Time machine.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, time machine. We watched the Olympics with a time machine. The Olympics that happened yesterday. Is it the Olympics that happened yesterday or tomorrow?
That's cool.
Tomorrow.
Davis, what are you doing?
Speaking of the Olympics, here's our favorite Olympian.
Here he is.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, bud.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Here he is. Roar! What can we do for you, Tom?
I'll see you at the game Monday.
Oh, see you there, right. See you there, Tom.
The VIP section, buddy, buddy.
All right, buddy, buddy. See you there.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, Tommy.
I like to say hi to... I like to say hi to Shallow and Jello.
Shiloh and Jello.
Shiloh and Jello.
.com. If my pictures are still up there, please go to that website.
All right, Shiloh. All right, goodbye. Hello there.
It's going to be a great show with Shiloh and Jello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yeah, this is Mark from Sacramento. I know a good recipient for your new show on Friday.
Who?
Mr. 40.
Nah, Mr. 40's gotten plenty.
Yeah, we usually do it for somebody from the staff.
Yeah, I'm going to pick someone who's maybe never even been on the show before.
Very exciting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, my name is Don. Yes. I have an idea for who you can invite for that birthday.
All right, who?
Ken Stevens.
Ken, yeah.
That would ruin the whole thing.
Why would we want to see him having
it? It has to be somebody that's in here that we at least don't care about.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, not necessarily someone that we like.
But somebody that we'd be able to enjoy the show without. With Ken, we're not going to enjoy the show.
Yeah, it's got to be someone we're at least ambivalent about.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hey,
somebody like Brad Griffin.
Yeah, Brad Griffin.
Someone who we really don't like, but we really don't hate.
Right.
We have no feeling on Brad Griffin.
You know, can I put my vote in for Brad Griffin? I really think Brad is a guy that that I'd love to see. The other night after the appearance, I left him with the tab. You know, when we all eat breakfast. So,
right.
You know, just to make it up to him, I'd like to vote for Brad Griffin.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. You been watching any of this Big Brother in the last few days? Keeping up with it?
Yeah, of course. Gonna watch it tonight.
Yeah.
You know, see if they walk out.
George will walk. Do you? I think he's full of it.
Yeah, I don't think he will either. On the Big Brother episode last night, George looked right into the camera. I mean, you know, I don't know if he knows that there was a camera right there. He said, I'm leaving. I'm walking out. You watch me. You watch me. And you know what pissed me off about that guy? He refers to himself in third person all the time.
What a mook.
Chicken man. Chicken man's walking out. You mark my words. Chicken man is walking out.
Going back to his life.
We'll see. Yeah, going back to his pathetic life. Listen, I want to tell you something. I used to work in Rockford, Illinois, where that guy's from. He should pray that they put a lock on that Big Brother house and he never has to leave. I'm serious. That's an armpit, Rockford, Illinois.
Why does he call himself Chicken Man? Did he get that name while he was in the house?
They have chickens to care for, and he took that responsibility when they first moved in. He was the chief chicken watcher.
Chicken Man.
Chicken Man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You guys hiring?
Are we hiring for what?
For anything.
You mean based on our conversation with Libby about sales jobs?
Make me an employee by Friday.
Oh, no. You want the nude midget show. Forget it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, fine. Turn your radio down, please.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay. I want to tell you something. I'll give our callers credit in this regard. Mm-hmm. It's more confusing now.
Yeah, hello.
When you call the show because they trust us so little around here,
right,
that they've made the delay three times as long as it used to be.
Wow.
Meaning that when you're listening to the radio, what you're hearing us say,
right,
we really said like a minute ago. It used to be an 8-second delay.
Sure.
Then it was a 16-second delay. Then it was a 24-second delay.
It's a minute now?
Yeah, it's like 48 seconds now.
My God.
They've just put in the ultra special delay machine.
Wow.
Which, you know, might be tricky for some people. Just know, if you're calling us, just turn your radio off as soon as you call us. Because they just don't trust us at all.
Now, they, you know, there was trust years ago. They've thrown that all out the window.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Hi, great, thanks.
Yeah, I'm a midget, and I was wondering if I can come in and meet Jenna and Shiloh.
No.
Oh, well, hey, I got a... Yeah, you know what, though? I was in Pittsburgh last week, and I saw a tugboat up there talking to some girl.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Goodbye. Well, hello.
Didn't somebody call yesterday about
yeah.
tugboat?
Yeah, hi. Don and Mike show.
Hey, how y'all guys doing, guys?
Hey, how y'all guys doing, guys?
Guys, I'm sorry myself. I was wondering, I heard you guys were talking about the Bobby post-interview with Shap, and, you know, he did a pretty good job of riling him up. But I was wondering if you guys saw the interview with Mike Davis when he was announced as interim head coach.
No.
Did you see that beforehand?
No.
I mean, you know, Mike Davis sitting there introducing himself, talking about what a great program and how bigger the Indiana program is than any one person. And then he keeps on... you know, reiterating it to the fact that he won't even be there next year. I mean, the guy didn't even seem enthused or excited about getting the job.
Okay.
And he's like sitting there slamming himself the whole time.
Can you just stop for 1 second and think about how little we care about what you're saying?
Well, I mean, you
really just stop for a second and imagine how little we care. Like this is some freaking sports talk show. I mean, I'll talk about this guy who's taken Bobby Knight's place. If he has a press conference, he comes out, he pulls his pants down.
Sure.
You know, but I mean, you like want to bore us with serious sports talk.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm not trying to be serious about it. I didn't know if you guys had seen it, just to see what an idiot this guy is. I mean, he just, the guy...
Does anybody pay any real attention to the state of Indiana? At all?
No.
Ever?
Well, I know. I mean, I'm an ACC country. I'm a UVA fan. I just, you know, like the whole rest of the world yesterday evening, you're going to watch it. So the only reason, I didn't even know who the hell Mike Davis was until yesterday.
You would think he'd low-key it.
Why don't you just stop for 1 second.
Yes,
look at your watch and give yourself 5 seconds and think how little we care.
Hi, Chris.
About what you're saying. Go ahead.
Don't care.
I'm going to time you. Go ahead. Think about it for 5 seconds.
You got it. Done with that one.
Okay.
I just wanted to call, guys. It was a first-time caller. I love the show. I listened to you out of Richmond on 1430.
Thank you.
Thank God on Wednesdays I'm up in Fredericksburg where I'm coming from now.
All right. Okay.
So, I love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Keep doing the good work.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Jeez. Please. He's like that last guy at the party that just refuses to leave.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing? Listen, you know, long-time listener, first-time caller. Listen up when I'm driving up through Baltimore on the routes that I have on Wednesdays. Thursdays, I normally come back through, but I go the long way around, and I usually miss your signal. But, you know, I really want to let you know that I like, well, you know, unless my radio, of course, craps out, then I don't get a chance to listen. But I do like listening quite a bit, and I listen for a long time. I especially like, you know, that fun stuff you guys do. And
Mike Davis?
Well, I forgot why I called.
Speaking of party guests who stay too long, today, sometime on the show, Simon, that British dude...
I like the sound of Simon.
...that was at my house, the guy who was at my house all weekend...
Right.
...he's going to call today.
Simon says, pick up the phone.
Right. Apparently, he flew back to England today. He arrived in England. He emailed my neighbor... and said that he was stuck at the airport. Because you know what they're doing in Britain? They're pissed off, and they're rightly so pissed off, because they pay like $4 a gallon for gasoline.
It's amazing what the petrol, as they call it over there.
So what they're doing is, the people in England are just stopping their cars in the middle of the road.
Right.
And getting out of their cars.
Mm-hmm. Boycotting transportation in general. I mean, all transportation. It's a gridlock over there.
Right. Right. So, apparently, my neighbor Sarah, the British lady who started this whole British thing, she called me up and she said, hello. Hello, love. Simon's in England. He just emailed me. He's from the airport. And he can't get home because there's no petrol. Mm. He wants to call your show.
Yeah, there is petrol, but they're protesting, and all the roads are jammed,
yeah, right?
Right.
People have just stopped their cars.
Yeah, I mean, what do you have on this on the wire? They're really just shutting down. It's kind of like a big strike.
A lot of gas stations are still empty. There was a blockade that was preventing the product of getting into England, and so, yes, a lot of gas stations ran completely dry on
top of
the fact.
So it really is the fact that they're out of gas.
There really wasn't any. Now, those ships are being allowed in today, but it's not nearly enough to fill the gas stations.
So anyway, Simon's stuck at the airport, and Simon will call in at some point today.
Wow. Simon says, give them all the gas they want.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, turn it down, please.
Yeah, hi, this is Brett in Alameda. I just wondered if you guys had given any thought to having a G-Man on Friday. I think he might be a nice recipient.
Okay, leave the driving to us, please.
All right.
Thank you, though. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Trust me, we'll come up with someone good.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who's this?
Don and Mike. I know this ain't Don or Mike. It's Sandy. Got a question for you.
Well, wait, before you have your question, I mean, it is us.
Oh, it is Don and Mike.
Yes.
Damn. Okay.
Why is that so surprising to
you? I know you guys occasionally pick up like that, but anyway, I didn't think you are. Got a question.
No, I don't think we should let him off the hook this season.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Yeah, jeez. I mean, you're the one, that, you know, you're just kind of like blowing it on.
Come on, really. I mean, you know, I listen to other radio shows, and I don't hear half as many dumb people as I hear to call this show every day.
Especially you don't hear hosts of other shows get guys calling and say, no, it's not. I mean, right out of the chute, no, it's not. We say, hi, Don, am I? No, it's not.
All right,
man, that just starts the whole thing.
Let me stack them up on the table, and you guys can tighten up on the vice there. Got a quick question for you.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm glad you did answer, because this will be a perfect question for you.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm taking a Redskin game. We got the Ravens.
Shocker there. Are you putting on a dress and a pig nose, too?
No. Ravens fan, sorry.
Hey, Ravens
fan. I'm already wearing that now. You won't believe this, Todd. I'm sitting there calling these guys about tickets to the Redskins game. I'm on the radio.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Who are you talking to now?
That's not working. Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick call. Thanks.
So now you're not only do you call and you don't think it's us. That's rude.
Oh,
then you're in the middle of a conversation with us and you decide to have a conversation with your buddy.
No, it's my boss. But anywho. Hey, Don.
But anywho.
What size tickets the Redskins tickets look like this year?
What size tickets?
Yeah, I think I got, I'm not sure I got a ticket that's
an
authentic ticket. I think it may be.
Hold on.
What size tickets does the Redskins tickets?
Let me rephrase the question.
You mean after all this, you're asking what the shape of the Redskins ticket is?
Basically the dimensions.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Help us.
The dimensions.
The dimensions.
The thin ticket, it looks like it's only half a ticket.
I think we've found out the kind of individual that would care about something like that.
Hey, man, it's $200.
What? It's a ticket to a game. It has nothing to do with the shape of it.
The tickets, I think, for most games look the same.
I understand.
I don't
that.
Think that around the stadiums go, hey, that's a $60 ticket. We don't need to make that as thick.
No.
We don't make the paper as thick.
The question.
Oh, I missed it. Yeah, I missed it. How did I miss it?
All right, give it to us again. What's this question?
I'm checking. I'm wondering if I got the full ticket or a bootleg ticket.
You mean you think you might have gotten a counterfeit ticket?
Thank you.
Who did you buy it from?
Bought it from somebody who is who works with a guy I work with. I work in a wholesale satellite business.
You know, you're not giving us any help here. Is it a shiny ticket? Does it have a picture of a player on it?
Yes.
Okay, that is probably real.
It's a thin ticket, though. I mean, it's small. It's like long and small, long and...
like your penis.
Yeah, well, that don't get used anyway, and that's non-existent anyway, but more information than you want to know.
Why didn't you call and right out of the chute say, I'm worried whether I've got a phony ticket or not? Why the whole long, convoluted way of saying, I want to know what the shape of the ticket is?
It was an ass-backwards way of putting it, Mike, and justifiably busting my balls. I will admit that. Thank you very much. I'm just was concerned before I give this person $200 cash, am I donating to the United Fund there? That's why I figured...
I don't get it.
Unbelievable. It's talk about
language.
A guy. Yeah, it's his own language.
I don't get it. Thank you, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to make sure if you could describe the ticket, like the dimensions...
The dimension.
The dimension. I don't have the... It looks like a goddamn ticket to a football game.
Okay. You call the probably... You could probably call the Redskins.
That's what I actually started to do. I figured, let me call you guys real quick. You weren't going to answer. I'll ask Robbie. Oh, no. Well, I didn't expect you guys to answer.
No, what you should do is you should call the Redskins box office.
That's what I was getting ready to do. If you're that concerned about it. Okay, here's Don. You know the old basketball cards from 69-70?
Oh, sure.
Okay, you don't. Okay, if anybody was a collector, you would.
You're a collector, too.
Excuse me?
You're a collector.
No, I didn't say that. I said if you are. I don't collect. I don't have that kind of money. Yeah, that crap's expensive.
What does that have to do with a bogus ticket you bought for a football game?
Because the tickets are normally the size of that basketball card. That's why.
I don't know.
You got tickets to a Redskins game.
After hearing this whole thing, I don't think you should go.
You guys want to mite all, right?
I think you should stay home.
Yeah, I have tickets, but I don't carry them with me.
Say that again. I'm sorry. I missed that.
He's not paying attention. He's not a good listener.
I have tickets, but I don't carry them with me.
Okay, but is the ticket thin?
Listen,
it's going to be the ass for ass.
Now, listen, why do you drop the S-bomb?
Excuse me?
You just said O-S-H-I.
You can't say that.
No, that was short. No. S-H-I-R-T.
Oh, I hate him.
Oh, don't worry. You're not alone.
Oh, God.
All right, I'm going to give you a number in the office, and it's not the ass for ass line.
All right.
Okay? Let me take him off the air for a second. Are you there?
Yo.
All right. The number is 1-800. Okay, forget it.
Go ahead.
You know, here I am trying to give you a break. Forget it.
I'm listening.
766-9388. I'm going to put you back on the air now.
800-7...
Oh, hey. Don't repeat it.
Okay.
I'm putting you back on the air now.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Call that number. They can help you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, boys.
That's what I get for trying to be nice to somebody.
I appreciate it. I'm going to give it a call.
All right. I hope you find the dimensions of the ticket.
I just want to make sure I got a real ticket.
I'm just want to make sure.
Ticket, that's all.
I'm just want to make sure.
Okay, goodbye.
No, and I do look forward to pissing off a lot of Redskins fans during the game.
Right. Okay. Yeah, look forward to it. You know, really, just out of idle curiosity, if the tickets are legit, how would they recognize you at the game if you're going to be pissing off Redskins fans? How would they be able to spot you? What are you going to be wearing? Anything special?
Probably Ravens.
What section are your seats in?
You didn't even look at the tickets. I saw row 4 and I didn't care after that.
You didn't look at the tickets? My God, you've been obsessed with the dimensions.
I didn't look at where they were.
Where they were.
The ticket. In other words, I know it's row 4 and I don't know what seat number. I didn't even look.
So you don't have the tickets in your hand right now?
Nah, I got them at my house.
Then what are you calling me about asking me if the tickets are thin or thick?
Because I know what the ticket looks like.
Jesus.
I just didn't.
You know, well, I think you ought to wear something distinctive when you go to the game.
You know, and I gave this guy an inside number. Do me a favor. Rip that number up. Rip it up right now.
You want me to call the ass for ass number instead? Call that one?
He's impossible.
He absolutely is.
He's so stupid that there's no working with him.
He absolutely is. And you know what? I'm sorry to do this to you, Buzz.
Hey.
I'm sorry to do this to you.
I resemble that remark.
Oh, you haven't left me alone with this man, have you?
Hey, Buzz, baby.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Get a clue, please.
Get a clue?
The whole world would like you to get a clue.
Mr. French in the mustard room?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but that's no different from the rest of the conversation so far.
Hey, Buzz, how'd I end up over there with you?
Hey, just lucky. We're both just lucky, I guess. This is our lucky day, you and me.
You sport you.
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz, do you know what a Redskin ticket looks like?
No, not really.
All right, I'm going to bail you out, Buzz.
Oh, Buzz, you're a trooper. You're a true trooper to continue to talk.
All right, goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Later,
okay.
Lady.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hang up, please.
Tickle.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Really, the number I gave him is 1-800-PUSS. Wet. That's the number.
All right, come on now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, can you call that guy back and ask his boss to fire him, please?
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
I wish.
It'll happen.
I wish.
Yeah, it'll happen if it hasn't already happened today.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
See you later. Hi, Don and Mike. We got a break. Hi.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hi.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Mike, Buzz, good afternoon to you guys. Listen, this is Will from Clemson.
Hi.
Just wanted to call and wish you, Don, a happy birthday on Monday. You and I are sharing a birthday, and your wife and I are sharing the diploma from Clemson University.
Beautiful. Another useless caller. Thank you, sir.
Oh, come on, Don.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
He's a tiger, Don.
Bye-bye. There he is.
Wishing you well.
There they are.
Oh, very young.
And you watch it, Buzz.
Yes?
You just watch it.
Okay.
Because I could do this at any time.
Yeah, we could walk out. Please, but see, this is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me. And I know just the thing to say to make it come back in. But first, I'll say we're looking for caller 100 right now for a great prize at, well, I don't remember the number, but it starts with 1-877-635-3636. Is that correct? No?
No.
Don't call that number.
No.
See, this is what happens.
No.
Hey, Buzz, I don't know the number either. Made you come back, though, didn't
I? I never say the number, and I don't have it memorized. 877-365-3636.
What is it?
877-365-3636.
I've committed it to memory.
Number. Call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Ken Stevens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but that is certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing. The cure for your anal spasm. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, during our commercials, during our local commercials, we just played a commercial for the Olympics.
Yes.
And I know that there's the time machine thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it works. I haven't figured it out yet.
That it's, like, already tomorrow, wherever they're doing the Olympics from. But here's the question.
14 hours
ahead of us.
Right.
If the Olympics are going on now, and if... Like, for instance, the soccer team is going to be on TV tonight.
Yeah, they played already.
On MSNBC. How come the opening ceremonies are Friday?
I don't know.
Have the opening ceremonies already happened?
No. They happen later in the week. I think the only sport that they're doing in advance, because they have so many teams they have to get to
soccer,
that they start soccer early. Oh. The actual real, there's certain sports, I think there are a few that because there's overlap and they wouldn't be able to get it in the time frame, they'll do before the opening ceremonies, but the opening ceremonies apparently are, I guess technically they would be Thursday night, right?
I'm not
Friday
sure.
Morning.
No,
Friday morning.
Bright and early Friday morning would be Friday night in Sydney.
I could give a rat's ass about the Olympics anyway, but just knowing that everything you see is already going to have happened 14 hours ago, it takes any thrill out of it.
I hate that. I mean, I truly hate that. I look back to, I tell this story all the time about 1980 when the U.S. hockey team upset the Soviet Union, and it was just, it was so important to the network. They said all afternoon, they're saying, now listen, we know the result. We're not going to let you know the result of the gold medal hockey game because we don't want to do that. And, you know, everybody was really making an effort to say, we're not going to find out. And then 15 minutes before the game, Rene Poussin, who was the local anchor here at Channel 7.
Poussin.
She comes on and she says, the USA wins the gold. That story tonight at 11. And we all went, oh! I'll never forget that. She came back later in another 15-second tease to apologize. It was so funny.
Female Rene Poussin.
Yeah.
Hi there. How are you doing?
You know, just in her little newsroom world. Her little local news. Ooh, another manhole exploded world.
We win. Details at 11. This is Rene Poussin.
You know, I know you got to take a call here, but have you seen the Channel 4 promo for the weather team?
Oh, yeah, where they all stand together?
The Olympic? Where they compare them to the Olympians?
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God, I'm ready to barf.
It's Bob Ryan and Burger Jeff and...
They've got these close-ups, you know, with...
Davy Jones.
Light and shadow, trying to make these guys look, you know, these doughy faces, trying to make them look like they're special. And they're comparing them to Olympians. Well, you know, if weathermen were like Olympians, you get a guy halfway across the pool that would start treading water and going, I don't know.
Oh, well... When they were diving off the platforms, they'd hit the concrete and hit their head cut their head clean open.
Clean open.
Clean open.
Split their head right open.
God, listen, you want to compare the Channel 4 weather team to anything, compare them to the Special Olympics. Don't compare them to the regular Olympics.
It is so disgusting to see, and then they have the whole, all the guys, you know, standing there with the arms folded in the macho pose, like, here we are, the Olympians.
Like they have a clue. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Caller 100.
Yes, you are, right. Who's this, please?
Andy Napier from Stockton.
Andy, caller number 100, and you've won the National Enquirer Uncovered prize pack. National Enquirer Uncovered. Tune in weekdays at 12:30 on Fox. National Enquirer Uncovered. They don't just cover Hollywood, they uncover it. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the show. Hold on a second, please. We're also going to be giving away yet another vacation to Iceland later in today's show.
Very cool.
We gave away two yesterday, give away one today, one on Thursday.
Hi, Bretta.
And one on Friday.
Friday.
And, you know, I don't think that Channel 4 here in D.C. is the only station that utilizes this thought process that you promo your weather by getting a million guys and you put them all together in a room to give you the thought that it's a weather team, when in reality they don't know dick about predicting the weather.
They're pretty much like DJs. It's like if they got all the DJs at a radio station together, had them stand out on a lawn somewhere and look at the camera and go, aren't we tough guys?
These guys play the hits.
It's ours. It's our winning team.
The PLJ team.
Scott and Todd.
For those who serve.
Yes, sir. It'd be one thing if we hadn't come off a two-year spam where pretty much I really have almost gotten to the point where I'll watch the 11 o'clock weather and I'll
wrong.
Count on it being the opposite. So
they're,
that's what I'll plan
always
on.
Wrong. You know, and Freddy yells at me the most about that, where she'll say, come on, we've got to go. And I'll say, wait, just let me see the weather. And she, more than anybody, she feels like you. She says, it doesn't really matter
right.
what they predict. They're always wrong.
Yeah, they can tell you, they have the science now to tell you what it's doing at the moment better than anything. They can go right down to
you know that science?
Yeah.
That's called open the window.
Right. Sure. But now they've got all their special little color code. Well, look at it coming down in Frederick. Look at that. We're going to take the Doppler and zoom in to Peachtree Lane in Frederick. And whoa, that's a lightning hit.
Hey, we've got our Four Winds Network.
Right.
And right now at the Corky J Special Olympic Middle School.
Right.
Look at that. 2 miles an hour out there. Wow. Back to you, Barbara and Joe.
That's what it's doing right now. As far as the forecast is concerned, about 5 minutes from now, well, maybe sunny.
Don't know.
We really have no clue. We've got weather to tell you. We've got radar to tell you exactly what it's doing right now. But we don't really have a clue because we didn't even bother to call Cincinnati and ask them what it was doing there. We're just too stupid with our little maps.
So, yeah, I've seen that commercial, too, where they're standing with their arms folded.
It's so
you know,
bad.
Channel 4 is one of these TV stations that makes you think, because they've got five weather guys, that they know more than a cheap station like Channel 5 that only has two weather guys. Right? Trust me, there's not power in numbers.
Right.
Because they're all basically the same. I mean, the number two weather guy on Channel 4, please everybody remember, I knew this guy when he was a disc jockey, when he was known as Burger Jeff. Okay? Tom Curran.
Burger Jeff. And it's, they all, at Channel 4 in particular, and they're the ones that deserve our scorn, I think, more than any other, because they have the most guys, probably the most money, they have the most bells and whistles, you know, and they have the one guy that they have supported, Bob Ryan, Mr. Milktoast, Mr. I wear, you know, sport coats that match my skin tone. They have supported him more than anybody else in this city, and it's the same every single year. It's nothing. It's really much to do with the weather forecast, really. You know you're not going to get a forecast until
it happens.
15
right.
minutes into the forecast, you know?
Yeah, until it happens.
Now, let's check our weather watches right now. We're going to be looking. Here's what it's doing right now. You'll see the way. I don't want. What's it going to do? That's right. What weathermen were invented for.
You know what else? I hate the entire concept of weather watchers.
Oh, I do, too.
I hate the fact that they don't know what the weather is.
Sure.
So they're going to call some blue hair who lives out in Chantilly.
Yeah, that's got like a bucket with a measuring stick in it that her dog might have peed in.
Right. Hey, listen, our weather watcher out in Chantilly says, wow, 3 inches of rain in 1 hour.
Incredible.
And it's worthless because everyone watches the weather for only one reason. They want to know, is it going to be sunny tomorrow?
Right.
That's all. That's all. Is it going to snow tonight? That's what they want to know. And, you know, when that happens, you know, we're just on the cusp of that season beginning.
Yes, I know.
Here in Washington.
That's when you go into real panic mode.
And that's where they just, you know, they give these guys a half an hour of time. And once again, they're not going to tell you what it's going to do. They're going to tell you
what's already happened.
What's already happened. That's the most, you know watch out for blowing and drifting.
You know what it's like? It's like a guy who comes on at 7 o'clock on Sunday night and says, okay, I'm going to tell you who's going to win the football games today. When all the football games have already been played.
Absolutely.
The guy's going to go and go, listen, the Giants, I'm going to predict this, they're going to kill the Eagles 33-18.
Hey, he was right.
Listen, St. Louis is going to beat Seattle by 3 with a field goal with 5 seconds left.
Such crap.
Because it's already happened.
Such crap. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I just hit all the phone lines. My apologies. We had some other haters standing by, I think. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yo, this is Lil Half Pint, 40's old cuz.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi, dog.
What's up, dog?
I feel ya.
I feel ya.
I feel ya.
Word.
Hey, you know what? I went home last night and got on the computer and I found that band.
Word.
Jada Kiss. Yes, that apparently Jada Kiss is the singer for, Lox.
Lox.
Yeah. They've got some hit records.
Yeah.
So if Mr. 40 calls back, if that was the real...
Yeah, somebody called later and said they're actually out in Seattle.
They were perpetrating up in there.
If that was the real guy, then we had a real rapper on the show yesterday.
No, they were perpetrating.
Yeah, they were perpetrating. That's what that's what that caller said.
So, yo, yo. I just want to give a shout out to you dogs, because I feel you.
We feel you, dog.
All right, dog.
I feel you. I have the feeling that was a Caucasian trying to come off as a brother.
You think?
I think so. I think so. He's gone now. That's just my thought. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hi, I'm going to call to say hi, Dynamite. Y'all were the Hitlers of D.C.
Excuse me, were the Hitlers of D.C.?
They're not the leaders that make us kill the people around us. I think it's great. I think we're having a whole new third rock. We're going to call it Dynamite Rock.
Wait a minute. You got a bad phone and you're saying some whacked out crap.
How are we?
No, Mike, I'm saying the truth.
How are we the Hitlers of D.C.?
Y'all are like eliminating a population. And that's like Hitler with his genocide. And you got like...
Slow. You got to slow. If you're going to do this, you got to slow way down. We'll give you your time. But what are you talking about?
Who have we...
I'm talking about like how you target people and stuff. I mean, you've been doing it for years.
Sure. Who do we target?
You target like freaks and stuff.
Well, give me a specific example. But before you do, let me just say, is this the same lady that always seems to call about this time?
And I think she's using the dialect now. And I think she's calling on
a
different
phone. Is this the same lady that called about the JonBenet thing that time and said that we approve of the mistreating of children?
Oh, yeah. I think someone did that. I agree with her. Yeah.
You know, this might be crazy to you, man. We're kind of offended. Ma'am, we're kind of offended being compared to Hitler.
But you are. I mean, what? What I don't understand is, okay, I can't. You have the show. I don't. I can't tell the truth. You can say whatever you want. So you're just going to be offended when someone tells you the truth? I mean, are you just going to say, I can kill who I want if you say, I mean, you're not Hitler. You have the power.
Who have we? Let me see. Adolf Hitler asked for the killing of all Jews. And he actually killed about 6 million people. Who have we asked to be killed?
Children, adults, people who don't look right. I mean, you name it. You all have been in. You all do it all the time. You do it like, and you make. It's either you're saying people should do it. You wait for it to get.
Give me an example.
All you do is talk about it.
Give me a specific example. I know this is that same lady again.
I think so. She's using a phony accent.
That's all you do. That's all you talk.
Give me a specific example.
I may be like the only person, but I'm glad
you listen. You keep saying that's all you do, but you have not cited one specific example yet.
Well, are there too many? Okay, what was your last sentence? My God, I mean, it's...
No, that's not good enough, baby. That's not good enough.
Who have we advocated killing?
People who look different, people who don't work well.
Advocated, wait a minute.
Funny. I'm not saying it's not funny. I'm not saying people...
Wait, but you're saying advocated...
He was a very popular leader in his time.
You're saying advocated killing?
Evil.
Advocated killing?
This lady's not on the level.
No.
She's jerking our chain. You know, you're a professional. Honey, I'm going to get your number from caller ID now.
Why? So you can kill me, too?
Yeah, because you call us all the time because you're a professional chain jerker.
My God, you all are insane. You all probably think every girl that calls is I'm sure you do.
No, actually, we have a way of finding out whether it's true or not.
That's so we're not ID. That's not too difficult. I mean, what, a genius needs that? No, I just think y'all are Nazis. I mean, you all kill people, or at least encourage it. I don't think you actively do it.
We encourage people to kill people.
Get your followers to do it.
Who have we encouraged?
Who have we encouraged people to kill? And give me a specific example.
People who don't look right.
Like who?
I don't know specifically.
Well, no, in what case? In what case is someone who looks different, have we ever said, kill them because they look different? Give me an example.
Well, I can't really specifically name a person because they're generally not identified as looking different. There's no diagnosis of looking different. There's no medical identification.
See, I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, she's full of crap. You're making no sense.
You're a pro, honey.
You make no sense whatsoever.
You're no different than Hitler.
You make no sense. You make no sense.
And you have the same... Hello?
What?
It's the truth. My God, just admit it. That's all I'm saying. I mean,
you can't admit something that doesn't make any sense.
And you can continue to lie about it, but for this one instance, admit it.
She's not even worth it.
No.
She's not even worth it.
You're not even a good fake rabble-rouser.
I mean, it's not worth our time.
I don't care if it's worth your time or not. That's not the point. The point is this is what you do. You are
just so bad. You're so bad at
this. This is the same lady that called about JonBenet and called about something else, except this time... You're calling using a fake Southern accent.
And it's taken all the wind out of your sails. It's taken all the moxie out of you.
I know you're lying because you told Lisa that your name is Carol and you're from Norfolk. I know that we're not on in Norfolk. And you told Lisa that you wanted to talk about us yelling about weathermen.
So, I don't care. That's not the point.
You're a liar. So then now we've established the fact.
Okay, if I lie, then you're not murderers. Okay, well, that's fine.
Okay, you are lying.
If you can kill them too. And
you are lying.
People.
You are lying because you're not calling from Norfolk, Virginia.
What difference does it make if you're killing people? Are you comparing the two? Are you saying if people lie, it's equivalent to you running around trying to get people
she's
dead?
She's not even any fun. You know, it sucks. She's not even good at it. Okay. She's lousy at it.
Nobody picked this up.
She's crazy, and she's not good at being crazy.
The number of your last incoming call was 703.
There you go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's the area code.
That's here.
She's not north, but Northern Virginia. Very good.
Let it cycle through a second time, Head.
Ed.
Look at him. He's very nervously praying over the telephone now.
Brains.
I think Broyhill might have picked it up at the same time. Did he?
Yeah. I'm just curious to see if it does go a second time.
We'll see. Well, we've established the fact that she was not from the Norfolk area. She did not... sometimes people are worth arguing with. That was not one that was worth it.
All right, we'll get the number from Broyhill.
The number of your last incoming call was 703.
See, the guy was right. It does cycle through a second time.
Absolutely. Cool. That'll come in handy.
He's getting it right now.
Very good.
408.
Right. Oh, la, 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 la.
Okay.
But not the long-distance callback. Dial 1. Otherwise, hang up. Please dial 1 now or hang up.
Okay. Thanks, Charlie. Sellers, Hitler calling. Jesus.
God.
And not even good at it. You know what I mean?
No, not good at it at all.
Not even good at it. I'm going to have to ask her permission to come.
Can't broadcast that.
Okay. Oh. All right. Okay. Well, you can hide behind your answering machine, honey. But we got you. Mm-hmm. And I know you're the JonBenet lady.
Yep, absolutely. I think so, too. And it was just a phony accent.
Yeah.
Although somebody on this one thinks they know who it is. Who do you think it is?
This is Hitler. I want to disavow any knowledge of that woman.
Okay. God. Why do you have to lie to Lisa when you call? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, knock off the accent. We're serious right now.
All right, sorry.
Now, is your name John?
Yeah.
Did you tell Lisa that...
Well, actually, yeah, that's why I called originally. I just thought that it was on hold. Wasn't there a lady like a few years ago?
Hold on a second. Then why do you call with that crap right at the beginning? What is that?
Let me apologize. It was kind of right off the cuff as you all picked up, I thought of it.
The guy's just ad-libbing, Mike. The guy's just coming up with new material as he's getting ready to come on the air with us.
Hi,
this is Hitler. How are you, Don and Mike?
God.
Now what? What did you really want to say?
Well, no, see, there used to be a lady like a long time ago, like even back in the AVA days,
used to call into you and talk to you about her feet, like a long time ago. I swear to God, it sounds like the same lady.
I don't doubt that it's somebody that's probably recycled on this show. You know, it's hard to pin her down, but I think we recognized her this time. And it was a lady that did a much better job the last time of, getting us all riled up.
Yeah, she really got us going. As a matter of fact, she might have called us two or maybe three times.
Yeah, I think so.
And the first couple of times, we took her seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last time we said, wait, you're the JonBenet lady, and she hung up.
We would have taken her seriously that time, but she just had no... You have to have some basis in fact. She has no credibility.
Y'all like Hitler with her phony voice.
And then she had nothing to say and nothing to add to it, and it just wasn't worth it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's Jason calling from Green Bay.
Hi, Jason.
Just want to thank everybody out there that's listening in Green Bay for voting yes. Supporting that we get that done.
Was that a close vote or not?
It was 53-47.
Very close.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that I think officially our support...
Yes,
swung that for the people of Green Bay, even though I said officially yesterday, I really don't care because I don't live there.
I believe that was our position, Don, but I think that our lack of support was our lack of coming out on either side.
That's what pushed the yes vote over the top.
And as you had said to me in private, of course, that you were for it 100%.
Absolutely.
I hope you guys come out here, too. You mentioned it a couple weeks ago. Is there any update on that at all?
Well, you know what? You should call our station there in Green Bay, WNFL. It seems that the last 2 years, they call us and they say, we want you guys to come out, do a tailgate show.
We'd love to come out when the renovations are complete.
Oh, yeah, it won't be till 2003.
That's like 2 years from now.
See you then.
Come on, it would be fun to go to Green Bay. It really would.
Well, if there was a game involved, it would be fantastic to go to be around that tradition and stuff like that. What else is there to do, though, out there?
Drink.
Hey, I'm there.
Drink.
Let's go. Get me on the plane.
That's all you do there. I took Buzz to a game once in Green Bay.
That's right.
Actually, it might have been in Milwaukee.
You bundled him up like a Christmas story and took him down to Lambeau Field.
Yes, right. Exactly. I have a picture of Buzz.
It was very cold.
I have a picture of Buzz taken at this Packers game, long time, 16, 17 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and he looks like a little kid who's lost in Kmart and can't find his mom.
Right. Oh, God.
He doesn't have a clue.
But you enjoyed the game.
Oh, I had a great time. It was very cold, but it was a lot of fun.
That's, to me, football. I love a football. I'm not like a lot of people. I enjoy going to a football game. The colder, the better. I think that's when it's snowing and it's crappy weather, mm-hmm. that's the difference. That's what separates football from, I think, all the other sports, is you can go and enjoy a game.
I say that. But as soon as it starts to rain, I turn into a girl. And I go, oh, it's raining. Let's go inside to the club level.
Rain is different, though. Snow, I'd love to be out there. I'll never forget since it was back in the days of Yale Bowl when me and buddy Richie Coleman, we were throwing they weren't snowmobiles.
Snowmobiles.
Snowballs. They weren't snowballs. They were ice balls. And we were throwing ice balls at the Minnesota Vikings. Everybody was. And it was like one of the worst ice storms in the history of New England. You're down in Yale Bowl.
There's a nice Giant fan for
you. The Giants were playing their games there. And, man, we were hitting that Viking. And he had his shield up. And he was having...
You're talking about the mascot guy. You were
yeah.
Not the football player.
No. The Viking had his big shield. He had his big beard. He was having a blast. He's laughing. And he's fending off the snowballs. He had armor on. And a big helmet. And we were throwing it. And then right after that, you know, we made it home. We barely made it home. And then it was one of the worst ice storms in the history of southern New England. And it was just great. He's out there. And we're throwing. And then finally, one of these ushers came up and said, you could hurt somebody. I said, all right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
This is the Westwood Storm Center. There's a full moon tonight, Larry.
Okay, listen, I want all you junior comedians out there to please stop calling us today. Listen, really, look in your phone books, whether it's the Comedy Store, the Laugh Factory, Bananas, the Ha Ha Spot.
Bananas.
Please, go to your local comedy clubs and try this material out. Not here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that chick's the same chick. She calls DC 101 in the morning all the time.
I'm sure she's a radiophile.
Well, let her call that station. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, she's a pro.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I wanted to tell you about 2 years ago, I was out in Green Bay, and there's a huge engine-owned casino right by the airport.
Oh, man.
Well, there you go. That means Mike's going now.
Love it when listeners look out for us.
Mike's going now, biggie.
salute to the Native American population in the United States. You know, really, a lot of people that have been that exploited and that oppressed in a country would say, F you. You know, we're just leaving. They stuck around. They stayed on the reservations, and then they've branched out, and they, you know, now they're making money on these casinos and offering us fantastic quality gaming.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Don, just wanted to know, did you catch the Real Sports the other night where your buddy Snyder was on there saying how great he was for the Redskins?
No, but you know, the day that Shorty came into the booth and came running in and thrust his hand at me.
Hi, how are you?
That was the day. That was the day that they were following him around the stadium taping the HBO show.
Hey, what's not to like in here?
Take on, Danny.
Hey, look at this. You guys need any more stuff?
Danny.
You don't need it anymore. Where's my helicopter? Go Skins.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
Radio gods, what's up?
Hi there.
Hey, this is Mark from Wichita.
Hi, Mark.
And last night I went to Town East Mall over there on Kellogg and Rock, and I was walking in, and there was a guy with a, I think he was that lady's sister, because he had a petition trying to get you off the air in Wichita.
Really?
Right.
Well, good luck to her.
Well, no, it wasn't her. It was a guy.
Well, that would have been difficult since we've already established that that
oh,
woman
yeah,
was...
Oh, yeah, you guys are... No,
sir, hold on. Is this, sir, is this guy saying that the lady who said we're like Hitler is the same lady from Wichita?
No, no, he's
no,
saying...
No, 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 I'm saying that it, I ran into somebody that could be her brother. He was trying to get you off the air here in Wichita.
Okay, who's on the hotline, Rob?
A caller from the East, Simon.
Oh. Oh. Oh, hey, everybody. Get out my British music, Robbie. Hold on.
I thought it was Karnak.
Okay. Simon. Now, you know, this is the guy that was this is the guy that was at my house over the weekend. Let's meet him now. Let's get off petition drives trying to get us out of town.
Amen.
And let's talk to a friend. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Simon.
Hey, Simon. Yeah.
Hey, why are you worried about me?
Simon, very worried about you. Glad you made it back to your native soil, okay?
Yeah, we made it there, okay. It's getting home from there, isn't it?
Now, are you still at the airport?
Bit of a fuel crisis, you topper.
Are you still at the airport?
No. I've been in the rubber.
You've been in the rubber?
Yep.
What would be the rubber?
The rubber-dub-dub.
The tub?
Yeah.
The bathroom?
How's your
No, the pub, you bug.
Hey, listen, mate, how's your elephant and castle?
Missing you. I'm sorry, by the way, that I upset you at the weekend. I mean,
you didn't
I didn't realize that you didn't take guests in very often.
Simon,
I'll obviously be expecting the bill in the post.
Simon, you didn't upset me at all. That's my rap on the radio. If I really didn't want if I really didn't want you guys to stay, I would have just told you to leave.
Yeah, well, I got that feeling.
So how long was your trip? How long did it take to fly from
It was brilliant.
What?
Virgin Airways, big, tall, blonde lady.
Oh, really? You were next to a lovely blonde?
I was in the back of the plane with the kids.
Yeah?
So, of course, Mavis Davis was up in the front on his $7,000 ticket. So I was invited eventually to the bar to go and have a coffee and a brandy with him. And he buggered off for a manicure and... don't know what else he went off for.
Really, this is my, this...
What a Virgin offer.
Yeah, who knows what Virgin offers.
Oh, fantastic.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so he went over there with his family, and my neighbor,
right,
who still, like, has an office or something like that in
London.
You
got to fly up at the front of the plane.
Yeah, went back with him.
Very cool.
So did you get drunk on the plane on the way back?
No, of course not.
Oh, come on, be honest.
You know, Don, you know it's a horrible flight over here.
It's a horrible flight.
Because it's very pleasant. You sort of sit and eat and drink and what have you. And it's just a late night if you're coming from Washington. And then you get here and it's first thing in the morning.
So
and
yeah,
there's
that,
no cars and no...
Because
we've got a problem with petrol here.
How is that petrol problem?
It's not good.
Are they making any progress?
I haven't... No, I don't think so.
No progress. What did you think of America, Simon?
I always love it.
You like it?
Yeah.
You think it's better than Britain?
Your listeners might be amused to know, I'm going to tell all you guys, he's a real cracking guy, really.
That means good. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
I was going to ask him about that. I was going to ask Simon what his impressions were of you being in your home and all, and I already know now that he said you're a cracking guy would be a fantastic compliment, right?
He's a cracking guy. I've got to tell you, though, because I thought this might amuse you. When I was escorted by Mavis, Mavis is Don's neighbor.
Okay.
Yeah, my old friend.
Right.
And he's called Mavis because his name's Gary Davis.
Uh-huh.
Did you get that one?
No. Yes, of course.
Yeah. No.
I'm just rolling.
You're on the ball there today. Mm-hmm. When he eventually asked me to the first class bar, there was a guy there, an English guy called Martin, who actually his legs don't work. He seems to travel, I don't know, he spends more time on aircraft than anything else. And
imagine.
He told me I'm going to be rich.
I spent like 8 hours with this guy on Saturday and 8 hours on Sunday with him.
Well, you can do
you
that.
You must have been a
loaded. I live in Warwickshire.
I was.
From London.
So was he.
100 miles. He said, my car's picking me up.
He still is.
Hitchhiker.
Oh, I know he is.
Give him the bird. I thought, that's pleasant, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, my.
Simon.
That's pretty cool.
Pleasant. No, this is true.
So listen, Simon, on national radio right now, tell me something. Which country is better, the USA or Britain?
Well, that depends, doesn't it?
No, come on.
Very, very sad.
Repeat what you said at my house this weekend. What country's number one, USA or Britain?
Well, I will be held to this, so I'm not saying it. I was doing Spanish evening classes last year,
and
I don't think I have the time to continue this year. If I was going to ask, I'd rather do it in Spanish. But,
and do you remember the country?
I can book it. Yes, I do.
Do you remember the country that we all decided we hated on Saturday night?
France.
All right. Simon, I got to run.
Listen, guys, I want to do something for you.
What's that?
Friday night here. Friday, your showtime.
Yeah.
Okay. I've set it up. That's why I've been busy tonight in my local rubber, which is the pub, yeah?
The right. Local rubber. I
so
like that.
You guys were getting this so wrong, all this slang the other day.
I heard Cockney?
Okay.
But we're going to ring you from my local pub.
All right, we'll look
and
forward to
have
it.
A little chat with the guys here.
Fantastic.
Yeah? Is that
on
a good idea?
Put them on Friday, Simon. All right.
I look forward to it.
Got to run.
Cheers.
Okay, cheers. Goodbye, my mate.
Thanks, Simon.
Bye-bye.
If he calls on Friday, you tell him we're sick, okay?
Oh, God.
What is it about the British guys? I don't doubt for a second that you have a fantastic time with these guys. There's something about... They get on the radio.
It doesn't translate on the radio.
I think it's a British thing. I think it's a British thing.
You know,
he was... Who was the guy? Was it your roof guy? Who was the guy?
It was the satellite guy.
The satellite TV guy.
Honey. I'm trying to call my wife, see if she understood him.
But, you know, listening to him, he's probably a blast.
Honey, did you hear Simon?
Yes, and I understood him perfectly, but you didn't understand half of what he was saying.
I don't understand anything he was saying.
Well, he said he called you from the rub-a-dub-dub, which rhymes with pub. And you even talked about that being the word for pub the other day on the air.
Okay.
And that's why he called it the rubber. It's, you know, take off on rub-a-dub-dub. And then when he said Mavis was in first, you know, he was calling his mate Mavis the other day, and you understood perfectly when you were had 5 martinis in you.
Yeah, I don't know.
But now you didn't have a clue.
No. You know, all I know is that this is the second, you know, F the British, this is the second British guy that I've become friends with and that I've said, call up on the show.
And you never tell anybody to call up on the show.
And I say, call up on the show. You're a funny guy. Call the show. And this is the second British egg in a row that I've laid. Christ.
Well, you were much better in person, Sugar Bear.
All right,
you were much better
in your cockney. And he'll, you know, I know you won't talk to him on Friday, but that's what he wants to explain to you on Friday.
Absolutely. There's no chance we're talking to him on Friday. No way. I mean, the longer he was on, I could hear people turning the radios off throughout America.
Yeah, but not British people. How many of those listeners do you have?
The British people were riveted.
Right.
All right. There you go.
All right, sweetie. I love you.
All right, my booba. Oh, Bart wants to talk to you for 1 second. Is that okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Dad.
Hola.
Hey. Hi, Bart.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
How about passing that midget show over my way?
Okay,
hey.
Goodbye.
Oh, boy.
Goodbye, wild man.
Okay, bye.
Oh, you know the Halloween outfit he wants to buy?
What is he? What, yeah, you were talking about that in the office. I don't know what you were talking about.
Tell Uncle Mike what the Halloween suit is you want to buy.
Pimp.
You want to be a pimp?
I want to be a pimp for Halloween this year.
Wow, that's interesting.
Except now that we don't buy his stuff for him, because he has a part-time job and stuff, he decided not to buy the pimp costume because it cost how much?
$80.
$80?
$80.
Wow.
It was high quality.
And Frida had to send him back. They were at the mall today, and she had to send him back in because he went in and bought a black light for one of our cars. A black light that you put on the dashboard?
Really?
It would have been so cool.
It would have been so cool, right? It would have been so cool. That's all we need, a black light.
Interesting.
For the dashboard on our car.
Interesting. Very, very, maybe a new phase he's going through.
I think so. All right. You know, I hear pimp clothes and black light both in the same day.
Very strange.
Right. You're going somewhere with that.
Okay.
All right. I love you.
No midget show?
No midget show. and don't say midget, say dwarf.
Okay.
Okay? Do as I say, not as I do.
Yes, sir.
All right, I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
They grow up so fast. He's working me again, I think. That falls into the word. I don't think you'll ever have to utter the words, he was never the same after he came back from Spain.
I don't think so.
That's right.
Hey, Dad.
You know, though, he does have... Is his voice seriously lower than the other than his contemporaries? Because he really said...
You know what? He
pushes it a little bit.
Just like when he has a friend call up, he'll be talking to us, and we'll say, hey, the phone's for you, and he'll go, okay, thanks.
Hello?
Okay. You know, it's almost like that.
He come down with something.
Hello.
Hello? This is Ward Cleaver.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I just wanted to say it's nice to have some intelligent conversation on there for one.
There's one of the Brits that was enjoying that.
All right, did you understand one goddamn word he was saying?
Absolutely. Long time listener.
Is he a smoker? Simon? Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cigarettes, pipes, and cigars.
Hello, boys. I just flown...
Just the smoking jacket, baby.
I've flown across the pond.
And I told you, the celeb he most resembles is Tim Russert. I mean, he is a dead ringer for Tim Russert. And like all British people, he's so fair-complected, he had been out in the sun for 5 minutes, and it looked like he had skin cancer.
I have the same problem, unfortunately. We all rather pale skin. But I did enjoy it. And Simon, he's a bit of a card, but I like him.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
It's one person out of 6 million that liked this.
I think that was a phony Brit.
Yeah. Hello, you think so?
I think based on that Kiwi guy that came in yesterday, I think we're going to have a few of those.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on. Hi.
Hello. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm talking to you guys. I've listened to you since I was in middle school.
Thank you.
I have a kind of a funny story. The other day, you guys almost got me kicked out of my chemistry class.
Why?
Oh, dear.
My professor said, breakfast.
Breakfast. Oh, like Larry King?
Yes, exactly.
And did you lose it?
I almost did. And I put my head down on my desk so that hopefully he would not notice that I was laughing at him.
Breakfast.
And he came over and asked me what was wrong, and then I lost it. I was able to gain composure in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Hi, what's wrong? Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing during my chemistry class? Hi.
He doesn't always talk like that, but the really funny part was, after class, I didn't want him to still be mad, so I went up to explain to him why I thought it was so funny. He said, did I really say it like that?
Marcus.
And I said, yes, you did. He goes, well, I guess I've just been listening to Don and Mike for too long then.
Oh, he said that?
Yes.
For breakfast.
And my chemistry professor is this old guy that does the complete comb over, you know, where even the back of his head is combed over to one side. And it was just the funniest thing to hear him say, I guess I've been listening to Donna Mike for too long.
Well, that's wonderful.
That's our motto, honey, from the womb to the tomb.
There you go.
For breakfast. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, boys.
Hi.
Why did Bart buy a blacklight for the dashboard? Oh, is that...
You got me. All I know is that he was at the mall today with Frida. She called me. She said, talk to your son. I said, hi. He said, what? I said, why am I talking to you? He said, Mom wants me to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next thing, he gives the phone to her, and she says, tell him to take back inside the black light that he bought.
Is it like a...
It's like
a fluorescent light,
yeah,
a little bit?
Fluorescent, a big fluorescent tube. And actually what he wanted to do was buy one that goes in the dashboard,
right,
and one that goes underneath the front bumper,
uh-huh,
and one that goes on the back bumper.
Oh, yeah.
That attaches to the car, so when you hit the brake lights...
Yeah, it goes on.
A neon light goes on.
It's a cool look.
Yeah, okay, right.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's a cool look if you live in East L.A.
Okay? Jesus Christ.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, see ya.
Okay.
Why does he want to do that?
Glad I could straighten that out for you. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But again, before you interrupted me, and you have a real faculty for doing that.
Thank you.
No, I don't think it's anything to really be too proud of myself. I think when I talked about Pat...
Bob, you came here to do an interview. I'm asking you questions.
When I talked... Well, then let me finish the answer. Is that okay,
go
Jeremy?
Ahead.
Is that fair enough?
Please go right
ahead. Have I interrupted your questions yet?
Yes.
No, I haven't. You've interrupted my answers with your questions, and then I've tried to get back. So
please
let me
continue.
Finish this. You got a long way to go to be as good as your dad. You better keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Two horny, nasty guys waiting to please you. Don Geronimo and Michael Mellon.
Listen, I can't believe that Head forgot to tell us it's a very special day.
Well, actually, yesterday was a special day.
Oh, it was yesterday.
Yesterday was Barry White's birthday.
Wow.
And we do a tribute to Barry White every year on his birthday.
A musical tribute.
It's a two-part tribute.
With the music and tunes of Barry White.
It's the tunage, and then it's the tape of the Barry White recording session,
yep,
which is trying to cut a commercial.
Right.
And see, normally we get a stupid list that we just ignore every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like today it's Ben Savage's birthday, Fiona Apple, Peter Cetera. You know, no, we don't even look at that crap. But Rob A. normally will look at it and say, oh, look, it's Barry White's birthday.
That's right.
Because we have a special Barry White show, so we will be doing our tribute to Barry White on today's show one day late. Sorry we missed that.
It's a teary tribute because we get a little emotional about it. Well, at least I think every year you've done it, I've managed to get tears in my eyes.
Also, we're going to be giving away another trip to Iceland today, courtesy of Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Visit www.icelandair.com to discover their world. It's also starting to be that time of year again when we're going to have to start re-rating women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe we should just keep it to the top 25 this year.
Rate 25 women?
Rather than do the top 100 women as we did last time, because I know I was looking at the list a moment ago.
If it's if we do 25, we can keep it real fresh and, you know, updatable.
Mm-hmm. Because I know that based on our voting last year, we'd change it this year.
Yeah, we'd have to change it because there's so many new hotties on the scene.
And
on the scene, Dad.
And frankly, I don't think as much as we love her, I don't think that our gal Leah would still be number one.
She'd be number one with me. The game continues.
You.
There's
you know,
right
anything,
and you
anything
can't
to,
take that one back.
Anything to get a leg up so you can tell her the next time she calls that you still voted her number one.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's good. And you know, that's out there now. It's mine forever.
Mm-hmm.
I've captured the flag.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of changes, so we will have to start rating women also. But Jesus, we'll never get to that today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yay. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Okay, listen, I want to ask some advice.
Okay.
There's this girl I see every day.
Yeah.
And she was about, like, 5 minutes ago, she was about 50 feet from me, but I see her every day. She got big old bitties. She got a nice behind.
Yes.
Well, you know, how do I approach her? I'm guessing she's about 6 years older than I am.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Mm. Okay. 19, and she's in her mid-20s?
I'm sure.
Mm. I don't know if you have a shot. You sound... kind of like a dullard to me.
Well, when I walk over there, you know, I kind of, I don't know. I get that weird feeling. You know how it is when you were my age? Remember back then?
Well, that feeling for us when we were your age.
So long ago.
Back in the 1800s, that was that was every 5 minutes.
Well, you know? I mean, I'm still spending my time in the bathroom.
I mean, back when I was 20, for goodness sakes, I would be out in the horse and carriage, and I'd see a hottie, and I'd take off my powdered wig.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, oh, methinks.
Yeah, giddy up.
Yeah, methinks I'd like to be a cocksmith.
I'd say I have a wonderful memory of when I was 18, actually, and I just returned from the Crusades, and I was really really excited about this one particular maiden who would be down in the town square drawing water from our community well.
Well, how big was your sword back then?
It was actually smaller than it is today.
Really?
I think gravity has lengthened it.
Well, what about the girls today? Do they like the longer or the shorter? Thicker?
I remember back... Well, Mike, you remember when we were around when the wheel was invented.
You know, it's interesting to me how this young man has immediately gone right for the penis, and it seems to be a prime thought in your mind. Why immediately the penis, sir? What is the problem?
Well, that was leading to my next question.
Which is?
This is from Mike. When you actually have your hands around Don, can you touch hands?
What? I don't get it.
I don't get that either.
I'm not sure. Is this a bus balls call? Is that what this whole thing?
I asked for some advice. I wanted some advice.
Wait, did he get angry there for a second? Did we anger you for some reason?
Oh, no.
Okay, then what do you possibly mean? And I know that this is our downfall always, by not just hanging up on these guys and moving on with the show.
Well, this guy calls us. We're doing kind of a funny thing about being old, which I was enjoying. And then this guy starts talking about penises and then says something about me getting my hands around you. And I'm not sure. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Did we have guns back in the Crusades?
Now he's trying to go back.
Changing.
But you brought it up, sir. We're confused now.
Okay, what about Mike putting his arms around me? What did you mean by that?
It takes two to tango.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Maybe he's trying to retreat. Are you trying to retreat?
No, hold on a second.
Answer the question honestly. And really, are you trying to backpedal now and just get out of it? Are you trying to extricate yourself from a tough situation?
What do you mean? Am I gay?
No. Jesus, no. You should just hit the eject button.
Eject? Listen, I'm trying to...
What, is that girl available? Can we speak to her? Is there a chance we can talk to her?
She might... Which way was she walking? She was walking that way.
He's full of crap.
Okay. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
It's a special day, isn't it?
Hello, Don, Mike Show.
Good Lord.
Hello.
Hey, my time machine.
Hello, time machine.
Time machine.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Machine, hold on, wait a minute. This might actually be funny. If this guy's... thinking what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Tell me why you said time machine.
Time machine, I'm on the delay. I'm calling 50 seconds into the future.
That's what I thought, Cassie. That is a guy who's using his noodle. That's funny.
I need to know something about the future.
Technically, we are in the future since we are now on a 48-second delay.
That's very exciting.
Exactly. I'm going to know this before the rest of America.
Time machine.
Time machine. Tell me what's the Redskins tickets looking like in the future?
See, he was a good caller all the way around.
And then he had another good line. He got the joke.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. I kind of agree with Bart on that black light thing, man. Because, I mean, if it's his car, I think he should go for it. I think you should let him have it.
Well, unfortunately, it's not his car.
Oh, well.
I like the way you said that.
Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, two in a row here. I have a blue neon light in my new truck, and it's pretty cool. I like it, and I hope it's a growing trend. I like to praise your son for trying to do that.
Of course. All of today's modern urban professionals are putting
black
lights in their cars. Yes, what?
The guy, the 19-year-old who called, and he doesn't know how to approach the older woman.
Right.
I'm now 23, and I met my fiance when I was 18, and she's 5 years older than me. So props to that guy, too. Go for it, bud.
All right, yes. Much love to him. Props to him. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I feel ya. Hello. Whoa. Oh, it's still you. I'm sorry. I meant to hang up on you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Only, but never Norfolk.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
You know what? I deleted that out.
You know?
I deleted it out, and technically...
Yeah, technically...
I think it's okay.
Yeah. Technically, it was a brilliant use
again?
Of the word.
Why don't you say it again?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I never kissed Norfolk women.
Virginia Beach.
You've delineated what part of the beach area of Virginia you kissed.
See, I immediately deleted it out as soon as I heard, and
it was automatic.
I didn't know where he was going. That's two guys. Two guys in a row that have called now who have picked it up for everybody.
Yeah, they got the thinking caps on, absolutely.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Goodbye.
I never kissed.
Goodbye.
That's good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Want to talk to Don and Mike.
You're talking to us.
Oh, sorry about that. Sound different on the phone.
Sure.
Wanted you guys had, I saw you guys there on Leah's show this week.
Yeah, Don had mentioned that they rebroadcast that on Monday night.
Yeah. In the reruns. You guys got your royalty check in the mail yet, or what?
I don't think we ever got paid for being on Leah's show, did we?
No, we never have.
We never got a dime.
We haven't got a nickel.
They stiffed you.
Not a dime. Wow. Meanwhile, I already got the paperwork from yesteryear for that little voiceover thing.
Big bucks.
$630-some.
Wow. Just for, like, one line.
Yeah, one line saying the team scores a touchdown. Thank you, my friend.
Nice. All right.
Bye.
Look forward to this year's show.
Nice. All right. Don't hold your breath on that, but thank you.
All right. Bye.
We do appreciate it. Now, listen, we're up on a break. We got too much to do. Let's bring Stossel in.
Stossel!
And read him his letter, and then we can yell at him about movies, okay? It was Wednesday. That means it's Charlie Stossel movie day.
Uh-huh. Stop looking at Lisa's neck.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico. Here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Was he staring at her again?
I don't know. It just took him a while to get in here, and I was wondering what he was doing, if he was, like, staring at Lisa's neck.
It takes 48 seconds to get back there.
Oh, that's right. You were listening on the delay.
Hi, Chuck.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Before we talk movies, of course, the mailbag is open.
As it always is.
And, Charlie, this week, it's another prison letter.
I'm loved in the prison.
You are really number one with the inmates.
And this one comes from...
Where?
Oakland, California.
Hey.
Good.
Hey.
Tough city.
Charles Stossel. Greetings from the Bay Area. I am in jail, yet I am not like most of the uneducated barbarians who write to you for guidance. Let me tell you a bit about myself. I am incarcerated in a medium security prison in Oakland, California, serving a 7-year term for stealing from my former company's payroll. I'm the head of the prison computer division, teaching other inmates how to work with PCs and teaching them basic computer skills to help them when they get out.
Wow.
Now, up to this point, you know, I open the mail, even though it says Charles Stossel on it. I open it because it's got that stamp on it that says it came from a prison.
Mm-hmm. And very forthright about this guy. Is very forthright about what he's in for. You usually don't get that from
me. I get a lot of embezzlers.
Yeah,
absolutely. They're violent criminal.
Charlie Brundle always comes in with the letters and says, oh, look, it's another letter for Stossel. And we see if it says prison on it. It's got a stamp on it. We open it up.
You are king of the hill with white-collar crime. Absolutely.
So we're reading the letter, and it doesn't get weird for a second here.
Not yet.
Oh, and did you hear last week? When the guy who actually called from prison after you left?
I was just, I left here and I was getting ready to hop on the bike trail, and I heard him call in.
The guy who writes the letters about how he would like to fillet you and stuff you?
Yes, and then he wanted me to pick between several small children.
Yeah, very scary.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, this guy writes, I stole from my company's payroll, I teach other cons about PCs. Well, here we go. Get ready, Charlie.
I'm ready.
So he calms us down, and now he's going in another direction.
My reason for writing is simple. I believe we are soulmates.
Oh, dear.
And we belong together.
Oh, no.
I started listening to the Don and Mike show one day in the rec room when others were gathered around a radio listening. I was instantly hooked and arranged for a radio to be brought into my cell area so I could listen in private. I hope you will not be offended by what I'm going to confess to you now.
Oh, no.
I engage in no sexual contact of any kind 6 days out of 7 here in the big house. One day I allow myself to explore my sexuality is on Wednesdays when you review movies.
Oh, God.
That is
I had no idea this one was coming.
I love you.
Uh-oh, no. You know, those are three words you never want to hear from a prisoner.
Please write me back, Charlie.
Oh, man.
Even a letter of rejection would be appreciated. Just something that actually came from your hand is all I desire now.
Thunderous.
If that is too much, if that is too much, could you please send along a pair of your undergarments?
Oh, God.
Perhaps an undershirt, even a pair of your socks. I know we can't be together till 2005 at the earliest. How about something to tide me over? I'm 5'11 tall, weigh 184. The celebrity I look like is the guy from Fargo.
You know, no details.
Which guy?
I'm guessing the guy that was put
Steve
in the
Buscemi?
I think it's Steve Buscemi who was put in the wood chipper.
I think it's the other guy.
Oh.
Who put him in the wood chipper.
God, I hope not.
I love movies and I'm a real outdoors type. Just like you. Before I was caught skimming, I enjoyed long bike tours and played in a rec league softball team.
Oh dear.
My favorite singers are James Taylor and Carole King. Favorite TV show is Friends.
Here you go.
Please respond. Don and Mike, please read this letter on the show. And for Christ's sakes, announce the weeks Charlie won't be on the show, you effing bastards. Nothing gets me more aggravated than waiting for Wednesday and not having him on.
Well, I can understand that.
Wow.
Thank you.
Prison aggravation.
Darius Rice, 323-717.
That'd be Stossel Interruptus.
Oakland Correctional Facility, Oakland, California.
Wow.
Here it was, a nice white-collar criminal, you know, calling, you know, writing in there, and then bingo. I guess he's been in there a couple of years.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about you, Charlie, but, you know, you go for a while where there's 2 or 3 weeks where there's no letters, and then all of a sudden you get on the street. Last week you had the guy who wrote the book about you.
Which has made the rounds among my friends and has just gotten sheer laughter.
And now you got another great one, and once again, I'll pass it on to you.
Well,
and you
thank
can,
you. This
you
can go in part of the scrapbook.
You can either toss it away or do with it what you will. Now, before we talk movies, we have to break. I do a call 100 right now with a prize package we've selected especially for you. Call us at 877-365-3636. Perhaps you've just had a thunderous orgasm from listening to Charlie Stossel, because it's Wednesday.
Thunderous.
Well, clean yourself off and call and be the 100th caller right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
America's favorite turgid talkers, Don and Mike.
You know, being as we're already halfway done with the show, I'm thinking that the trip to Iceland that we give away today.
Yes.
Will just be a trip we give to somebody who's listened to the whole show.
I mean, it's a good idea.
I've written down a bunch of stuff that's already happened during today's show.
Very good.
A very rough outline, and we'll continue this during the show, and at some point we'll ask you to call in. You'll be the 100th caller, and pretty much give us a thumbnail sketch of everything that's happened today, and you'll win a trip to Iceland.
That's always the best way to reward someone who's actually listened to the entire program.
We don't have time to set up a game or something. Now, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, I'm sorry. Can I ask Charlie a movie question?
Yes. Wait a minute. Ask who a movie question?
Charlie, Mr. Stossel.
Charlie, okay.
Right. The Way of the Gun. Was Sarno her father?
Huh? Do you know what this guy's talking about?
The movie The Way of the Gun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I lasted for about 45 minutes worth. So I have no clues.
Okay, now even you're getting bad calls,
Charlie,
on this
and you got to pick it up, you know, because we can't understand the caller. What is he talking about?
The Way of the Gun is a movie that did not open up terribly well last week. It has Benicio del Toro in it, and it has Ryan Phillippe in it, and Juliette Lewis.
Okay, I'm trying to do a contest here. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm caller 100.
Yes.
Very nice. Thank you for playing by the rules.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. What's your name?
Lisa.
It's back, and it's a coaster and a T-shirt.
I've never had an advertiser that I didn't.
So, Don.
Took your advice this past weekend.
Thunderous Betty.
Took the honey cunny to see the movie, and we absolutely loved it.
I'm glad that you liked it.
We didn't like it. I mean, we loved it.
I found that I laughed at was maybe, I might have been the only one that laughed during the screening. The part with Chris Rock at the beginning during the
La, 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 la.
Mike, we're not giving anything away.
I'm going to see it tonight.
If I do this, You're going to understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you laugh? I laughed.
I laughed out loud.
So did I.
I laughed out loud.
A good fellas moment.
And so did Frida.
Okay, good.
Yeah, excellent. Nurse Betty, good recommendation.
Good.
What is new this week, Charles?
It's a slow week with the Olympics and all starting. Let's start with duets.
Do movie makers think about that?
Yes.
Actually think about the Olympics?
Yes.
All right.
When they release. This is a bad time of the year.
Duet
business.
Is this the movie where Gwyneth Paltrow and...
I've been waiting for Huey Lewis to be back in a feature film for a long time.
It's been a long time.
He sings with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes. And he also plays the father.
Her father.
Her father.
Right.
This is a karaoke, the wild, wacky world of karaoke.
This looks fantastic.
The karaoke hustlers of the world who go from place to place to win contests. Well, the national championships are occurring in Nebraska.
Bless you. Was that a sneeze or a cough?
It was a sneeze. I'm sorry.
Catch.
Was it a keys?
Yeah.
Was it a snoff?
Excuse me, I'm allergic to crappy movies. I'm sorry.
Who says this is going to be crappy? You have Gwyneth Paltrow singing in the movie. Not only does she sing Cruisin', but when you hear her rendition of...
she does all her own singing
song,
in the movie.
Forever
right?
Your Girl. It will just bring you to tears.
Please, we know, we've seen the ads. We know this movie is just a turd, right?
1.5.
It's a dog turd. 1.5 stars.
Okay.
What else?
The other movie, well, the one that's in wide release, Bait, with Jamie Foxx from Any Given Sunday. This movie was made originally in 1980, and it was called 48 Hours. This is about a prisoner. There's been a gold heist in a Federal Reserve in New York. All the gold's been taken. So
if Jamie Foxx is on screen, I'm laughing.
What are you having for breakfast?
I'm having a bagel.
For breakfast.
Jamie Foxx is a criminal that is in jail. The cops want to see if he can figure out, well, he may know what happened to the gold from a cellmate. So they use him as the human bait.
Sounds funny. How many stars do you give?
Another 1.5.
1.5.
But we have a movie that is in limited release, only 100 theaters. It goes wider the next week, and then it goes national in 2 weeks, called Almost Famous.
This is the Cameron Crowe movie?
This is a Cameron Crowe film.
It's getting great reviews.
Fantastic movie.
Really?
Don, you are going to love this movie. This is what I'm going out on. You're going to love it.
This is the kid who writes for Rolling Stone, 15 right?
Years old. It's kind of on
a... But the liner notes for Frampton Comes Alive.
Exactly. He goes on
when tour... he was a teenager, he wrote the liner notes for
he
Frampton Comes Alive.
He goes on tour with this band, Stillwater, and follows them around, befriends the band, and just... goes along with everything. This is in the early 70s.
I'll tell you why. I know he's going to love it.
Fantastic.
He's going to love it because Goldie Hawn's daughter is in this movie.
Cute.
And Goldie Hawn's daughter is hotter than Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
And you thought Goldie Hawn was the hottest thing since sliced bread.
I still think Goldie Hawn is doable.
Yeah. Her daughter has, she's different looking.
Smile is the
but
same.
But she's got Goldie's qualities.
When she smiles, you see Goldie Hawn smile.
Yeah, she's hot. I've seen the
I think she's going to be, you know, everybody's saying she's going to be a big star. I agree.
I think
she's going to
be amazing. This movie is so well written and so well done. It is, for DreamWorks, it's their American Beauty this year. I mean, it's really, really good. We'll get into it more in the next couple weeks. But
basically, this weekend, everything sucks.
Go see...
Nurse Betty.
Nurse Betty, yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you're in a market where Almost Famous, like New York and D.C. is going to be released. And,
when does Meet the Parents come out?
October 6th.
I'm waiting for that one.
We have a little bit to go before that.
All right, get out of here.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Go ride your bicycle. Hit the bike trail.
Tell Bobby we said hello.
Or
Brucey, whatever his
Bobby.
Name is.
Bobby?
Can't
Bobby?
Remember his name is.
Danny.
Thank you, Charlie Stossel, movie man.
Jimmy.
Nothing new this weekend. Go see Nurse Betty.
I'm going to try to go see it tonight.
Mm-hmm. You'll like it.
I'm going to try to go see it tonight. You know, if sometimes we don't make it to the movies.
You know, I got a great chance to bust you here, but I won't.
Thank you again, because I can bust you on the same stuff. We don't bust each other on stuff, and we don't even enter that arena. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You have a very nice pet name for your wife that I will add to the list of pet names that I have for my wife.
Very nice. Thank you.
It's what I've not heard before. Oh, come on, don't roll your eyes.
Okay.
I call my wife a Connie.
I know you do.
She's my honey, Connie. Don't worry. Okay, we'll change the subject.
Thank you.
The subject. You just made me laugh.
Though. That's good. I'm glad. If I can make you laugh, I'm happy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How are you guys? How are you?
Hi.
Yeah, you know, I called in there last week, and you told me to go listen to them doctor shows. I don't know if you remember that.
Well, this guy again.
Oh, God, what a bad day for you to call.
A bad day, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but I wanted to tell you, when I listen to them shows, they're not the kind of show that I like. Yours is the kind of show, I didn't get it. Now I get it. It's pretty funny stuff.
So, wait a minute. Last week, you called and said that you didn't get our show because we jump around from topic to topic too
much. That's right. You go from one of them there, and the next thing you know, you're talking about something else over there, but you see, that's part of the show.
No, I'm glad you finally figured that out.
I got it. And it's pretty funny stuff.
Well, that's pity. I know you felt differently the last time we engaged you in a lengthy conversation, so now you've come around on the show.
Well, you know, I did what you said. I listened to them stupid call-in doctor shows. I mean, I got nothing out of that. I don't know what you made me do that for.
Charlie Sosnell, our movie man, has come back, and he has a personal message just for you.
Yeah, this is for you. Listen to this, sir.
Sir, every week, do you know who I'm brought to you by?
Brought to me by the Don and Mike show.
Oh, no, sir. It's a fine place called Doc Harry's. A great restaurant. Fantastic ribs. Ribs that have actually won awards. Did you know that, sir?
No, I like that.
It's the Oscar of ribs. It's true.
Wonderful. Well, where is the joint?
Perfect. Doc Harry's is located in Centerville, Virginia. It's on Multiplex Drive. Sir, do you have a pencil and paper?
No, it's hard.
Don't write this number down.
He doesn't read or write, Charlie.
703-815-RIBS, sir. Give him a call tonight. Get some award-winning ribs.
All right, I got it. Hey, listen, thank you very much.
All right, hey, my pleasure.
Glad you get it now. Goodbye.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We always forget to have Charlie do his commercial.
Mm-hmm. And tonight, that guy will be going, these ribs are great.
I love Doc Harry's. Not a Mike show.
Yeah, good afternoon. Mike, I was going to tell you there's a university, Stockholm University in Sweden.
Yes, I've been there.
And there's a petition going around to have all the urinals removed from the men's bathrooms because they believe that it shows that a man is too masculine, and they want to try to make everything equal. In addition to that,
that's the Rice Rule.
You ought to have someone call over there and find out if that is still going on. But I also heard that the aircraft carriers, they're going to...
I'm glad that this call was directed towards you, Mike.
Right. I'm batting 1,000 during this segment. Yes, sir.
I never thought about sitting down to pee until I heard Mike say it a couple years ago.
Oh, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. There's no need for a urinal.
And,
you can stand up, and you can stand up at a toilet, too. Urinals are obsolete.
At any rate...
They're barbaric.
Also, they're trying to...
When you said you can stand up, I thought you were talking about standing up doing the number two. So you could sit to do a number one, but when you said, you could stand up at a toilet, that's why I laughed, because I pictured for a moment...
I've never tried that.
Standing up and doing a number two.
I've actually never tried that, even some of the foulest. I mean, you know, I know that we've probably both been in men's rooms where the quality of hygiene would be so poor that you'd actually... And you have to go so bad that you've actually given thought to maybe...
Just squatting? Yeah. I've done it.
You've squatted? It's been so bad?
Sure, I've squatted.
That's when it's that bad, I will actually do maintenance. I will get like a huge roll of toilet paper, and I will actually be the janitor before I'll do my business.
But hey, listen, I don't know where you're going with this, but I don't think Mike has ever said off the air that he sits to pee.
I think I did one time.
No, a couple years ago.
But I'm not the person, I'm not the front man on that.
Listen, a couple years ago, he was talking about it, and he said he actually sits down sometimes to pee.
It wasn't a couple years ago, it was earlier this year, and...
I remember that, but I'm telling you, a couple years ago.
Jesus, goodbye.
Shut up.
So you're thinking about Andy Rice, who works here, right?
Andy Rice, who has always been, the badge holder as far as sitting down.
He's
at the
sitter.
Same time. But what was he talking about? You were nodding when he was talking about aircraft.
Yeah, in fact, I was going to do a story about that a little later, but there is a proposal to remove the urinals from the aircraft carriers in our Pacific fleet and replace them with just regular toilets.
Why?
For several reasons. One, the sailors are sloppy, and there's a splash problem, and that causes corrosion in the bathrooms, or heads, as they call them. Problem number two, because they're low-flow toilets, they get mineral deposits, they clog up, and they smell really bad. And problem number three is there are now women on the ships, and the urinals don't accommodate them very well.
You know, when you think of old stadiums, and I guess some new stadiums, too, the grossest thing is a stadium urinal where you've got that community trough, and it's like going to one main drain. Mm-hmm. That's about the foulest thing in the whole wide world.
And there are two variations of that. There's the one that's like the big trough. It's like the big metal, like
stainless steel, like trough.
Long. Yeah. And then there's also
the worst one,
the stand-up urinal,
which is the same thing, only it's just a little drain at the bottom of the floor.
It's so gross. Been there.
And you know something? That type of urinal, I mean, the smell on that is...
Forget it.
There's nothing they can do about it.
There forever. Hello, Don and my show.
What's up, buddies?
Hey, buddy.
What's going on? I just want to call in, first-time caller, tell you guys, you guys are awesome.
Thank you, my friend.
So, hey, have a good one.
All right, thank you.
All right, later, bye-bye. Guys.
Good tidings to you.
We bring you great joy.
Hello, Don and my show.
Man.
There you go, man.
I'm a god, man. Look at me through the glass, man.
Okay.
Why are we laughing at him? We can't help it.
I don't know. They're retarded and we're retarded. Everybody is retarded on this show. We will be back with more in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I was talking about other goals that maybe he has and things that you have to do in life to show other people in the world. You know, it just doesn't function around Arizona, this business. So if I said that and he didn't like it, that's Tusky. He comes in and tells me one thing and does another. Whether he likes what I say or don't say, don't go out and tell Mike Jarecki. Come in and tell me.
They'll see you in Toledo. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Tufsky-esky. That's a beautiful thing.
That's the general manager, right, of the Phoenix Cardinals?
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Radio
hello.
Titans.
Hello.
How are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
I want to call and tell you, thank you for the wonderful show last night. I blew away my average for the past 2 months. I commute from Connecticut to New York. The past 2 months, I figured out how my average time sitting in the car listening to your skits, sitting in a parked car.
The sketches.
Listening to the sketches pan out last night. I blew away my 7-minute average for an hour and 15 minutes listening to the show and listening to you guys. Mr. Ford, he's pretty cool. He's got a good, cool perspective on life. And they just...
So you normally only listen to us for 7.5 minutes?
Well, 54 miles. So I listen to the whole show, and it takes me about an hour and a half. But then when I get my parking spot and I'm home,
oh.
I end up sitting on 3rd Avenue and 16th Street in a parked car listening to how the next sketch...
I understand what he's saying.
So he's giving us the time that when he's at the end of his commute, uh-huh. how much he lingers in the car.
Yeah.
And 7.5 minutes was your...
Is my 2-month average last night, hour and 15 minutes.
Sitting in the car listening to the show.
You're a good man. Thank you, my friend.
Very
thank
nice.
You guys. Thank you. Bye-bye. I finally noodled through what he was saying. I think both you and I got about the same time buzz. Yeah. He was actually saying something nice.
And I still don't get it.
I'm in the driveway.
I understand.
Connecticut? From Connecticut to Midtown. And he listens in his car at the end of his commute, Bo. And sometimes he goes for 7 minutes, sometimes longer. But last night it was an hour and 14 minutes long. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is a gentleman that called up several weeks ago to challenge you to eat the worm.
Yeah, I ate a worm.
Yes, you did. I applaud you for doing that. I had a comment about the toilet on the Navy ships. Those cost $186,000 a piece.
Right.
Wasn't that the big scandal about a toilet on a Navy ship?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a few years back?
Right. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Another useless caller.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
You're talking to us.
Oh, cool. Hey. I just wanted to call and let you know that I'm like that other guy there. I sit in my truck after I get home, and oh, hell, I think I sat and listened to your show for like, probably one whole segment, in about an hour and a half.
That is about one of the nicest
compliments we can
it
get.
It sure is, because you immediately, create the mental picture of somebody in their driveway. The commute is done. They're not the captive audience anymore, and they're sitting there lingering. I love that. I like that one almost as much as when we get somebody saying, they looked over and somebody was listening to the show.
That's very nice.
And not only that, but, I always have the engine running and the air conditioner on because it's hot out here in Sacramento.
Good man. Thank you.
But, hey, also...
Yes.
One more thing. Your toilet thing.
I wish I wasn't looking at Rob's face. Yes, Rob. I didn't understand why he added that either.
I was like your son. When I was younger in school, I was good in history, and I was able to go to China. And when I was in China, I realized when they were talking about the toilet thing, about the trenches and everything going to one drain. Well, yeah, I was in the same predicament there. You could definitely tell where...
I want to tell you where this call went south. This call went south when he pointed out that he leaves his engine running and the air conditioner on.
Mm-hmm. Because it's hot in Sacramento. It was a wonderful call. It was a very nice compliment.
Right,
and then it went straight down the crapper.
And you know, not to bust balls here, but my son went to Spain because he is in honors Spanish class. He went there to live with a Spanish family to speak Spanish for a month. You said you went to China because you're good at history.
And then you tied in the whole urinal thing, and it just wasn't working.
You should have just hit the eject button.
You know, okay, well, I'm sorry, but I just thought I'd make that comment.
You know, we got to get some of the people who called this show.
I got a new rule.
What?
It's going to work.
What?
It's a simple rule. No bios. No bios. That's it. No biographies.
Okay.
That's it.
We've had that as like a... underneath the line rule for the longest time.
I don't think it's ever really been spelled out. No biographies. And what are biographies, you ask? He's like, hey, the same thing I was doing before when I said, hey, listen, I make that commute, I go from here to there, and that, you know, the whole, all the detail. And just like this guy, when I was in China and I was doing this, it was no bios.
Please, no bios.
Okay, well, I love you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
All right.
You know what we got to do?
Right.
We got to get something like... Remember the James Bond Corgi car?
Mm-hmm.
The one that had the cool little machine guns that would come out of the front?
Two machine guns, had the bulletproof shield in the back.
They came out of the back.
Had little saws coming out of the tires.
Out of the tires. And it had, the coolest thing was a button you pressed on the side.
Ejector seat.
And the top of the car would fly off, and this little red seat mm-hmm. with James Bond in it mm-hmm. would fly out of the car.
James Bond Corgi car had a sunroof before a sunroof was fashionable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We got to get that for the people who are listening to the show. Because every once in a while, as well-intentioned as they are when they call,
right.
they just got to have an eject button.
You know, I'm sure there's a wonderful sound effect out there that would be the sound effect of a person being ejected. Oh, we hit the ejector button.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I tell you, you guys absolutely saved my sanity every day during rush hour traffic. If it wasn't for you guys making me laugh, I'd be leaning out the window with a machine gun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. You guys made me truly laugh, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, hit the eject now.
I wish I could.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Chuck Noster here. Special report.
Hey, Jock.
Boo-boo, listen.
Oh, it's Jock Noster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boo-boo, listen.
Yeah.
If you flip over, you die. If you're driving a Wallaby of a Foster, please replace, all right?
Hey, did you see that guy when he was testifying on Capitol Hill?
When he's selling out Bridgestone Firestone?
Absolutely.
100-year association between companies?
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you flip over, you're going to die, Mike. I'm telling you.
All right, thank
hey,
you,
Mike.
Jack.
Mike,
yes,
have you ever
Jack.
Seen the movie Used Cars?
Yes, I have, Jacques.
I'm in that movie.
Are you? What role do you play, Jacques?
I'm selling one of the cars.
Jacques, what would you like to say to anyone driving a Ford with those bad Firestone tires?
I'm telling you, your safety is my utmost concern. But if you flip over, you will die.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. They're like eating each other. You know what I mean? They're feeding on each other right now.
Yeah, and he totally sold out the Firestone guys, and he was testifying. Was it yesterday he was testifying?
Yeah, I think so. Monday. You know, he was playing ball until the Firestone guys started saying things about Ford design that might be a result of some of these accidents. You know, everybody, they're just beating up on each other now.
Hello, Dynamite.
Time machine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Time machine. Just sticking that in there. I'm a first-time caller. I had to call and let you guys know that I get off work just before 3 o'clock, and here in Greenville where I live...
Hey, wait a minute. Oh, bio.
Okay, bio rule. Bio rule.
That's the new rule, no bio. And, you know, you started with something that had already been said, and then you went into your bio. You broke two rules.
Start to get right to the meat of the call. Hello, how may we serve you?
You guys are great. I love your show. That's why I called.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Hard to yell at someone when they're being nice. I mean, we can do it.
Yeah.
We've done it before.
Hey, how about that new bio rule, though? Huh? That's good. I like that.
Good. See how long we stick with that.
Yeah, that's true.
See how long we remember it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Do you still need that Don Ho album, or can I melt that thing?
Oh, you got that? No, you know what? I got it out of the trunk of my car.
Okay, because I was saving it for you in case of yours went down the crapper.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Will we be playing that at Christmas time?
Oh, yes, we will.
Very good.
Yes, the Don Ho Christmas.
Because I heard just a little of it when you were, you know, talking about dubbing it for your mother-in-law, and I'd certainly like to hear it during the holidays.
Oh, it's worth hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it every Christmas for the last 20 years, starting at Thanksgiving.
Yeah?
Which he just plays it every day.
That's fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing? This is Rob from New York.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
It's actually a little bit of a complaint, so I'm going to apologize right off the bat because I'm sure I'll be wrong. But every day I try to get in on this caller 100.
Yeah.
And every day I get somebody telling me either missed it or it's not coming up yet. How can people in New York play?
Okay, we're going to work out a way for the people in New York not only to participate in the show but be able to play in the contest.
Because I love the show.
Well, we will not, and I repeat, we will not make our show readily accessible to the people of New York until you give us at least a two-share in the radio.
And I understand that, and I hope more people listen because the show is great.
It's not too much to ask.
The only thing I think that's hurting us is that we can't play.
Well, no, listen. You can't play until you show us that you're going to bring your ball to the lot to play with us.
Well, I do my part. I listen to you every night on the way home.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We get ratings all the time. If we get more good ratings, we'll let you know. If we suck ass, we'll let you know.
Absolutely.
When's the next time you're getting the ratings?
I don't know, Sue, but I'll tell you right now, you know, we're no better than Rambling with Gambling, okay? You know that prick that just got fired? Right? We're no better than him.
Rambling with Gambling.
That's that dude I told you where his dad had the job and his dad before him had the job.
Did they all have the show?
Yeah, Rambling with Gambling.
Okay. I've gone as far as pulling over before I lose your guys' reception on the throughway so I can listen to the rest of the stuff.
That's terrific, friend.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Cool. Listen, the easiest way is going to be, eventually, what's going to happen is, what I've heard is that this company is eventually going to get its head out of its ass as far as the web goes.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to infinityradio.com,
mm-hmm.
if you go there right now, if you have a website,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see it says, we're building a web page for you.
Okay.
Come back soon. Very soon, our show will be offered over the internet at infinityradio.com.
Excellent. Cool.
You know, but listen, you're going to have to pay for it.
Of course.
I'm sure that since this is Infinity Broadcasting,
mm-hmm.
nobody's getting nothing for nothing.
Right.
Okay? So, just know that at some point, you'll be able to hear the show mm-hmm. live in New York. You know, listen, what I
Is the logo a hawk?
What I really think is going to happen in New York is I think that the guy who's got the thinnest skin in the world is going to be out of there, and then they're going to move ONA up, and then they'll just move us live in New York. That's what
Good.
I think is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing with the show being on the internet might happen
mm-hmm.
before the other stuff happens.
Right. Okay.
And that would be a way that people in New York could hear us live. But right now, if you go to BuzzGoogler right now, go to InfinityRadio.com and tell me what it says.
All right, move my keyboard over here.
And it's not like I heard this from anybody who works here. I heard this from a guy who works for AM/FM.
Oh, really?
Yeah, another radio company.
The only way to get really reliable information about our company is to go through another company.
Yeah, the guy called me up and he says, and of course you know that CBS is the last company in the world, Infinity, to allow its programs to be broadcast on the internet.
Coming soon, Infinity Radio consists of over 160 radio stations serving 34 markets. The vast majority of these stations are located in the 50 largest radio markets and so on and so forth. List the various formats. We'll be coming along shortly to provide advertisers, job seekers, and the general public more information about and access to Infinity Radio and its nationwide stations.
Way to be on the cutting edge.
Yeah, eventually we'll get mm-hmm. there. Eventually we will.
Very way to go. And you go into, I like the fact that you got that from a guy from another company.
Yeah, a guy from AM/FM.
Nobody here would tell us.
A program director in Dallas.
Even though they know. Even though the higher-ups here would know. Yeah. Ken Stevens would know.
It's obvious they know.
Right.
Go to InfinityRadio.com and they have a message up there. And furthermore, this guy said to me, well, not only that, they've got a message up on Westwood1.com that says, they apologize that very soon they're going to be offering streaming audio.
Thank you.
Go to Westwood1.com, Buzz.
All right.
Of course, that's the company that syndicates us, which is owned by CBS, which is owned by Infinity. So it's all really the same thing.
I think this might kick him into one of those porno sites. You know, the way that happens.
Hey, you're right. What's it say, Buzzy?
It's coming up. Welcome to Westwood1.com. We apologize for any site inconvenience. Westwood One likes to begin everything with an apology. Stay tuned for our new site launch, first quarter 2001.
So I had, anyway, I'm on the phone with this guy, this disc jockey in Dallas.
Right.
And he says, well, he was actually asking if I would listen to his show
on the internet
and tell him what I thought, because he's trying to get out of a thing. He's playing records, and he's trying to move into kind of what we do. And I said, I'd be glad to. Give me the address. And he said, whatever it is, you know, www.khs.com. And he says, you guys are not available on the net. I said, yeah, no S. Right. Yeah, it's really bad.
He right.
said, but you will be soon.
Mm-hmm.
I said, really? He said, are you by your computer now? And I said, yeah. And he said, go to www.infinityradio.com. So I said, all right, hold on. I got on the internet. I type it in.
There we are.
And goddamn, it's the message that Buzz just sent. And then he says,
sounds like it's going to be a huge, you know, conduit of radio. Mm-hmm.
Then he says, go to www.westwood1.com.
There's the apology.
Because they've got a sign up that says soon they're going to be offering audio.
And what's good is I read the Westwood One, where Buzz read it to us, and it sounds like we'll be up and running on that just about the same time that white-collar criminal gets out of prison.
No. I don't know. I don't know why this company doesn't offer it shows to be broadcast on the internet.
But I don't understand why Westwood One is saying first quarter 2001.
Because
I don't understand why that is taking that long.
When my friend from Dallas, I can't believe I didn't tell you this like a week ago when he called me and told me this.
Right.
At that time, when I went to westwood1.com, it said, coming soon, streaming audio of your favorite Westwood One program.
Okay.
So obviously, it's now been updated from that
to 2001.
Say hi. We're sorry. Come back next year.
Yeah. Why don't they just make it a little flowery and say coming, you know, pretty soon after Christmas? Because yeah. It does take a long time.
Coming sometime before the Sopranos return to TV.
That's it.
Probably after.
Yeah, and probably after. I don't know. You know, that's the number one question that I really get from people. Where they say,
why we're not on the web. Yeah.
How come I can't hear your show on the internet?
Me too.
And it's, you know, it's not like we have anything to say about it. And I know that there are people all the time who pirate the audio of some of our radio stations, as a matter of fact. And we don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. When someone calls the office and says one of our affiliates has put our show up on the web, we don't say anything about it. But eventually, the people, and the reason we don't say anything is because if we said anything, the people from CBS would immediately call the radio station and say, take it off the internet.
Oh, they bring the van right outside the guy's house, and they all jump out with their CBS SWAT team suits, dot, dot, dot.
So they are always trying to make sure that none of the shows can be heard on the internet.
You know, I just realized what a fool I am. You know, I was wondering why first quarter 2001, why so long to get it up and running? How foolish of me. I think by the time it's up and running, it will be well-stocked with quality advertisers.
Yes. Yeah, you're probably right.
That's what every inch of that thing. Okay, we got it sold. Go, go, go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hi. This is Kevin from Laurel.
Hi, Kevin.
Long-time listener. I just got a question about the, well, I don't even know if you know the answer. Your internet site, or the Westwood One site anyway, do you know if that's going to be censored?
Censored?
What do you mean? Oh, will you hear, like, I understand what he's saying. If will you hear a pre-delay show?
I doubt it.
I'm positive that you'll hear the same show that goes out over the radio. That you won't. You won't hear the cussing and stuff we have to cut out.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
But maybe someday in the future we can have our own special location where you can get all the real good stuff.
I'd love that. I mean, if I thought there was a chance that the internet, working on the internet full time would work, where we could do the type of show we'd really like, where we can really say the F word or the S word, say what we really think.
Right.
It would be great. But listen, until people get computers in their cars, I don't see it happening. Because right now, the only reason that people listen to us is because they're stuck in their cars.
Yeah, this is a medium that's in the automobile.
And they got nothing else to do, which is why we bust our ass.
And when they get computers,
to do a good show every day for the people in their cars.
When they get computers in the cars, they're going to be wrecks all over the place.
Yeah.
You just have a guy with his hand on the wheel, one hand on a mouse.
Right. that ain't happening. That's why radio's going to be around.
Until the computers are like Hal. You know, Hal audio programming.
Yes, Dave. But you know what? There's one more thing about radio that a lot of people in the industry are saying is going to be the new thing. And I think it's going to be better for us, for guys who do shows like us. It's this goddamn satellite radio.
Yeah.
Where you pay like $10 a month, and let's say you like U2, you can actually, on satellite radio, get a radio station that plays nothing but U2.
The U2 radio station.
With no commercials, with no disc jockeys.
Right.
Okay, what this is going to do when satellite radio finally hits, it's going to put stations like PLJ and Mix 107.3.
Right.
It's going to put them out of business.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if you want to hear that awful music that they play, you'll be able to pay $10 a month and get a radio station that gives you crystal clear audio.
It's very similar to the music channels you get on DirecTV.
Right.
Yeah, right.
All the same bad music, but without the bad disc jockeys. But the one thing that they're never going to be able to replace on that satellite radio is a show like us.
Absolutely.
Right. They're never going to. They're never going to. I mean, I'm not saying that someday we won't make the move from regular radio to satellite radio.
Right.
But being as we're tied here for the next, you know, God knows how many years,
I
don't see it threatening us. I think if I was a disc jockey playing records for a living, I'd be worried.
Sure.
I'd be plenty worried. And you'll hear all the program directors around the country, and I read stuff where they say, well, listen, people won't go to satellite radio because they want the hometown content. They need to know the weather and the traffic and the time and what's happening in their cities.
No, that's not going to happen.
You know, we've already proven with our show that it doesn't matter. You know, we're on in the middle of the day in Sacramento. We're on in the afternoon in Washington, D.C. We're on at night in New York City. We know nothing about the majority of the cities that we broadcast to. We never give a time check. We never give a weather forecast.
And we are proving each and every day that people are dying to be entertained.
Mm-hmm. And people still listen to it. You know, it's not like people are tuning us out because they go, oh, my gosh, I gotta turn into Mix 107 to hear what my local weather's going to be. You know, not a chance.
Yeah, they'll tune into the TV, to the Olympic weather team.
Channel 4 weather team.
Channel 4 with the Olympians.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, hola. Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hi, you made the comment that we only listen to you because we're stuck in our cars.
Right.
And until they get computers in the car. I think that's totally false, because as soon as I get out of the car, I've got the radio turned on at work, got it turned on at home. Just want to let you guys know
I think what we're saying is that the vast majority of people listen to this show in the automobile. I think that's the way. There are a lot of people that do listen everywhere. Obviously, that's why the radio...
We appreciate the fact that you listen, but I think most people, what you just said is right.
I mean, most people listen to the radio, period.
Yeah, I just wanted to state the fact that I don't think that people only listen to you because they're stuck in the car. I think wherever there's a radio, they're going to tune you guys in.
All right, well, thanks. You're nice. I wish more people thought like you. Goddamn, we'd be a lot more successful.
You guys are great. I love your show.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
I have a suggestion for a sound effect for people that, you know, go on and on about their bios.
Oh, for the eject? Yeah.
You know that sound when people are fast-forwarding a tape and it goes... Maybe that would give people the point, you know, to speed it up and get to the point.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
That's cool. Yeah.
The rewind sound.
Yeah, or fast forward, or whatever it was.
Forward,
that real shrill.
All right, thank you, honey.
That's great. Rob, get that in there
away. Thank you, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Last call. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
You want to talk about the Sympathy Award on the Emmys the other night? By far and away, it goes to Letterman.
Why?
I don't think
Letterman
so.
Got the Sympathy Award. You talk about Michael J. Fox.
No, you're talking about the heart attack. Oh, I
no,
just
you know
agree.
What? People have totally...
Come on.
No.
Who he was up against. He was fourth out of the five contestants that he was up against.
All right,
he was fourth.
You mean you thought he was behind Leno and Bill Maher?
Yes. He's ahead of Bill Maher, but he is definitely behind Leno.
Oh, you're an idiot.
No. No way.
You're an idiot.
Was fourth on the list of five. You got the Sympathy Award of the night because...
Fourth on the list of five. Hello? Hold on. Stop for a minute, douchebag. Fourth on the list of five because they list them alphabetically.
What?
Hello? Leno comes before Letterman. Maher comes after Letterman.
It's alphabetical.
When you said he's fourth out of five...
They're not ranked in any way. It's just alphabetical.
I'm saying in terms of who should have gotten the award.
Okay, so you're saying that you're the
first place goes to Leno, okay?
No, well, you're wrong.
Second place. Any of the other two.
Well, mention them all.
Letterman is fourth, and Maher is last. I'll give you Bill Maher.
I'm trying to think of the category.
Nightline, but it wouldn't be in the same category.
No, it was.
Thanks for being prepared.
You know what?
No,
I believe
I forget who it was.
I believe we might be working our way into the area of...
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's
JM.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Yeah, so what were you saying, sir?
No, I was trying. I was just saying that I can't remember the other two nominees in this category.
Right. Okay.
But he got the sympathy vote of the night.
No, he didn't.
No, listen, that's wrong.
Listen, two things. First, people forgotten that Letterman had a heart attack. It's not like Michael J. Fox where the guy is friggin' dying up on stage. And second, you're just trying to work somehow the name Joe in here so we say Joe Mama.
No, I swear to God, I'm not.
No, yes you are.
Not.
Yes,
no,
you
I'm
are.
Not.
Yes,
and the other thing, he doesn't even show up. He doesn't even show up to receive the award. He sends the producers out to pick up the award.
Right.
He doesn't even show.
So what?
There, and when the producers...
God.
Goodbye.
Christ.
I was just talking about a bit that he did last night that made me laugh.
Yeah.
How many cats can we put in a coffee shop?
I mean, unlike...
He does stupid stuff that makes me laugh. Yeah. Like, you know what the deal is with Letterman? You just can't look at Jay Leno. Right. Jay Leno, who's been on the air how many years now?
I don't know, six or seven years.
And still has not found a comfort zone.
No,
still
no.
is uncomfortable being on the television.
Jay Leno's whole thing is, you know, that they get those big, gigantic, slingshots, and they shoot T-shirts in the audience, and they have girls run around, and they have disco balls, mm-hmm. and then they got a guy out there who says, come on now, let's pump it up for Jay!
Absolutely.
Pump it up for Jay!
Whereas Letterman will come out many times, and I love this about his show, he'll have a private joke with somebody in the audience,
right.
And they'll get up shot again. You have no idea what it is, but I still enjoy it because I like the fact that he's got an inside joke with his audience. And, you know, David Letterman will always be funnier than Jay Leno as an individual.
And particularly, he's been funnier since he had his heart attack.
Absolutely. Yes. He's happier.
Since he's had his heart attack, I mean, I watched it one night last week when he was doing something that was just dying. He was doing a bit that was dying.
Right.
He said, oh, man. Oh, you won't see this on Leno, will you? And then he did an impression of Leno. He went like, hi, Gabe. How you doing, Gabe? I mean, you know, that's great. The guy had a heart attack.
Yep.
He's kind of thrown caution to the wind.
It's terrific. You compare Jay Leno to David Letterman, it's the same as comparing Katie Couric to Diane Sawyer. You got one person where you kind of, what you see is what you get, the real deal, and the other person who's just totally under control.
Right.
The facade, the image is there the whole time.
Which is there, Mike?
Katie Couric is the real deal.
I'm kidding.
I was watching her today, and she is just, she's totally at ease being on TV. She's not, like, trying to be totally... controlled by
Diane Sawyer.
We asked them, how do they feel?
No, shut up. Okay, we got into a break. Let's give away the trip to Iceland.
Yeah.
Okay? It's real simple. If you've listened to the whole show today, this should be a piece of cake for you. Call right now. We'll start with caller number 100. Phone number 877-365-3636. I counted one... 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 distinctive topics we've had on today's show thus far.
It's a wonderful test because you were jotting them down as we were going along.
Yeah.
You and I, if you weren't writing them down, and I certainly would, we both would fail this test. We would probably have trouble remembering what was on the show.
But I have been writing them down.
Good.
And if you've been listening the whole show, I'm going to hold you to the letter of the law if you can get across the gist of what was said.
The gist?
The gist. Of what was said, the jizz, and then you have a thundering orgasm. That was that guy who heard the
jizz. Yes.
Well, that's okay, right there.
Right.
I've just given you one of them, right?
You really have to get the jizz of the show.
Right. If you have the jizz of the show, and you've been listening, we've been on the air for almost 3 hours now. Call us. We'll start with caller 100. But only if you've listened to the whole show, phone number 877-365-3636, and we'll be giving away a vacation for two to Iceland.
Fantastic. That's what somebody who gets the gist of the show deserves.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, pull over. I gotta use the John.
Why didn't you go when we dropped Spence off?
I didn't have to go then. Excuse me for not having a prostate!
All right, Dad, there's a Dairy Queen. Go knock yourself out.
Okay, after I pee, anyone want a soft serve?
Two of God's little brown gems, Don and Mike.
Here we are. Oh, now listen.
Listen, we have Colleen from Survivor.
Hey.
Coming on the show in the next week.
Very excited.
She's going to be calling us next week because she's going to be on with Regis.
Reed.
She's hosting with Regis on Wednesday.
Wanted to be wearing a fur coat.
So she will be talking to us before her appearance on that show. Then she's going to come in studio, I think, the next week. Also, Mike's girl, Candace Bushnell.
Yes.
The girl who thought up Sex in the City. She's coming on the show. She'll be in studio. And Friday, I think we're going to have a pretty goddamn interesting guest on Friday. Don Ohlmeyer, the guy who has put together the new Monday Night Football with Dennis Miller, the guy who thought it up and who's taking all the crap for putting Dennis Miller on TV.
Mm-hmm.
He very rarely does radio interviews, and he's going to come on the show Friday.
That'll be terrific.
To talk about the brand new Monday Night Football. Now let's try to give away a trip to Iceland. I got a list of stuff that I think has happened in the last 3 hours on the show.
Okay.
You can kind of follow along at home. You'll win a trip to Iceland. Pretty simple. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, buddy. Who's this?
This is Big Dave.
Big Dave, where are you from?
Arlington, Virginia.
Big Dave, have you been listening to the whole show today?
Yeah, actually I have.
All right, now, you know, we didn't announce it, right, until like halfway through the show, so I'll be lenient with you, but... Tell me how the show's gone today.
Fairly well, except for some of the loser callers that have called in.
No, I didn't mean
he was giving you an analysis right there.
I mean, when I said, tell me how the show's gone, tell me what's happened on the show.
Well, let's see. It started at little after 3 with Bobby Knight and his soundbite from his interview yesterday on ESPN.
Right.
Then you bumped into a lady named Libby who wondered if she was fired, and Rob A was passing around bad information on the show.
All right, now, it's obvious you listened at that time, but it was something else in that break that I wrote down before Bobby Knight and before Libby. What was that?
Wasn't Bart in the fluorescent light in the car, was it?
No.
Ah, no way.
Sorry. Sorry, goodbye. I mean, there was one thing that we were doing a lot in the first break of the show today. You don't remember what it was?
No, I'm sorry. You know me. I mean, are you kidding me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That was a very significant...
Yes. That's huge.
Right.
That's the whole...
Okay.
That's absolutely the number one thing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I'm sorry. If you quiz me every day, you know... If you ask me what we learned...
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike. This is George in Arlington. Well, first of all, you started out with the hidden door and the time machine.
Yeah, bingo! That's what I was talking about.
Way to pay attention.
You remember at the beginning of the show today, the beginning was all screwed up because of the music wasn't queued up.
Mm-hmm.
So we did this thing with the door where Mike and I left, and we left Buzz on his own.
Right.
That's what I had. I had the door, Bobby Knight.
Yeah, Colleen, the survivor that you were going to have her on.
Okay.
And about Libby being fired, then Don's birthday, Monday, and you might have the midget show and celebrate.
Okay, listen, you got the first break covered. Now we're moving on.
Okay.
What do you got next as your next topic?
Okay, well, after the Don's birthday thing, you went on to the 48-second delay.
Okay, I'm still giving you credit.
It just makes me realize how much is in every single shot.
I'm past that. I'm going on to the next, what I would consider to be major event, watershed moment.
Can I write them down and play along, Don?
Yes, Mike.
All right.
Next thing you went into about Weather People and Burger Jeff, and then Simon from Virgin, your roommate, the guest over the weekend, he flew back.
Now listen.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right about the weather, and Mike and you are both right about Simon.
But there was another thing?
There was something in between our talk about the weather people and my British friend Simon.
Well, there was that woman from Norfolk who called.
The
lady who called us
the Nazi
Hitler.
Pagan.
Yes, the Hitler call.
All right. Hitler, who said you want to kill all the people.
Right.
And she said she was from Norfolk, but you dialed and found it's a 703 number.
That's correct. Yeah. Move on now. You've got that. You've got my British friend Simon. Now you're almost there. Keep going.
And then after that, you mentioned about Barry White's birthday, and it was on Tuesday, but you might play some of his records and make it a tribute because you don't listen to
them. Okay. I'll give you that. That's another good one. Keep going.
And then you're going to rate women, but this time it'll be 25. Not 100.
Okay, all right, keep going.
And then Charlie Stossel and his Oakland...
That was the next major event I had. Yeah. Charlie Stossel's
prison
jail mail.
Yeah, the letter from the computer guy who's a queer.
Jail mail, okay.
Darius Rice.
Now you're getting very close to the end. Keep going.
And then he gave his movie review.
Ah, You're good.
And it was, you loved Nurse Betty, Chris Rock and all.
Now, let's see, a lot of people would have skipped right by the movie review part. That was the whole segment.
Yeah,
now,
and you talked about the Wild Wild World of Karaoke with Gwyneth Paltrow singing.
Okay, you're there.
Yeah.
Just tell me that.
Bait.
You're almost there. You're almost to the finish line.
Yeah, Bait with Jamie Foxx, and that's a crummy movie. And then Almost Famous with Cameron Crowe.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no need to include all the movies, sir.
Okay. Okay, and then he mentioned, when a fellow called back, he mentioned Doc Harry's restaurant, and then he went about urinals.
Okay, all right, now, move on to the next break. You're almost there.
Okay, after that, they were talking, Buzz mentioned it, about doing away with urinals on ships and all that.
Yes.
And then the New York segment about putting people, having people in New York who can be... enter the contest.
And the crux of that whole conversation revolved around...
Well, getting on... First, it was... you have to have a rating of at least 2.
No. But that was all about... I mean, you're so goddamn close.
Yeah. Getting...
The word starts with I.
Oh, on the internet.
Internet.
Yeah. That's
winner.
Infinity Broadway.
You got it. You already have it.
Wow.
My God.
Winner, that's enough.
Whew. Congratulations. That's, you're the big winner.
That's enough.
Thank you. Every time I'm home, I always listen from start to finish.
Beautiful.
That's great. And you really do, obviously. That's a good listener.
I don't watch TV. I realize that people on radio are so far superior to those on TV, and you're the best.
Wow.
What a genius this man is.
I had, for the record, the stuff with the door.
Yeah.
Bobby Knight, some idiot calls, leaving Buzz alone in the studio. Then I had the Hitler lady. I had Simon. Then I had Sossel's jail mail.
That's right.
The movie review. And the internet discussion, and then the last thing about Letterman, which was really not a big deal.
And this detail-oriented man has won a trip to Iceland.
He's the winner.
Well, thank you very much, Radio God.
Now, what is your name?
George in Arlington.
George in Arlington, VA. George, you've won a three-night, four-day trip for 2 to Iceland.
Oh, that's fantastic. My daughter's birthday's coming up. I'll probably take her.
Oh, that's great. Your vacation includes airfare from BWI Airport, hotel accommodations, ground transfers, Iceland Air... the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Visit www.icelandair.com to discover their world. Have a great time in Iceland.
Thank you, and I can't say enough.
And how old is your daughter?
Oh, she's going to be 20.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fantastic. Okay. So you're an older gentleman.
Oh, definitely. I've been listening, a long time, yeah.
How young are you, sir?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 66.
Wow, fantastic.
That's great.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You still get it up?
You have to ask my wife that.
Ah.
She's not here. She could tell you.
Oh, is she there? Put her on.
Oh, she's not here.
Oh, she's not there.
If she were, I said she could tell you, though.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, okay, great. Well, why don't you just tell me? Can you still get it up?
Oh, sure. No problem whatsoever.
Excellent. Good. Good man.
And you're going to take your daughter instead of your wife?
Well, my wife has such a hectic schedule that she said she wants something to plan nice for our daughter.
Okay.
And,
Oh, that's great.
She's a great student, so...
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's nice. That's wonderful.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Bordering on incestuous, but very nice. hold on us, please, George. We appreciate the fact you listened so very devotedly today.
Wow.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Good job, George.
Hey, honey. Some good news. Hey, Daddy's taking me to Iceland.
Right now. Okay. Time out. Congratulations, George. One thing we missed on yesterday's show.
What, customs?
Was
Sheriff Head.
Hi, Sheriff Head.
How you doing? We're real excited about our trip. I'm going to Iceland.
We missed yesterday Barry White's birthday.
Yes.
The giant one. A giant goose egg.
Giant birthday for a giant man.
We missed it, and we will celebrate our annual tribute to Barry White coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You may experience gas with oily discharge, increased bowel movements, an urgent need to have them, and an inability to control them, particularly after meals containing more fat than recommended.
Remember their secret. F like a whore, but look like the girl next door.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We'll be giving away another trip to Iceland tomorrow.
Right.
Better play some goofy, wacky game tomorrow.
Goofy, wacky game is copyrighted feature.
So all you goofy, wacky game players,
stand by for action.
Yes. You got all my tapes ready there, Rob? Beautiful. Well, listen, yesterday... It was a great day, and I'm so sad that we missed the chance to celebrate Barry White's birthday, as we do every year on this show.
Absolutely.
Nobody loves Barry White more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I've got a CD here.
Yeah.
You want to start with the music again this year first?
I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it's great, the tribute to Barry White and his music.
Here we go. Barry White,
a giant in the industry.
Happy birthday.
Oops, wrong one there. I was obviously not Barry White.
There he is.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
A terrific
thing. Oh, you got a real one for us. Here we go.
All right.
Oh, it was a dry hole.
Dry hole, Mike.
Sorry about that. It was I couldn't compete with Barry White.
Dry hole. Oh, my God.
That's a shame.
That's the best song to do it to.
Oh, that is definitely, you know, you, I think in years past, you did two, and that was the second one, but that is the definitive song.
Let me just do a second more with one more.
There's one. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, you're right. The first and the last by everything.
They're almost equal. I tell you, they're fantastic.
We got it together, didn't we? We definitely got our thing together, don't we? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, it was really, really nice. I can even feel myself slipping into more and more waves. That's super world of my own. Nobody but you and me.
Yeah.
My first, my last, my everything, and the answer,
yeah,
all my dreams. You're my first, my moon, my guiding star.
Can you try a live one, Mike?
My kind of wonderful.
Actually did it in time.
I get points for rhythm, not quality.
Can't you see it?
listening to it or you enjoy doing it, because that is that's the ultimate mix as far
Jesus
as
Christ.
That is too funny.
God damn, I love that.
I truly do. All right, and the other part of the Barry White birthday tribute would be something that I think a couple of years after we started playing the fart songs every year on his birthday, some guy sent us a great outtake tape of Barry White trying to cut a commercial.
Oh, it's hysterical, really. And he's getting angrier and angrier and angrier, and it's a great outtake.
And this is the final part of our tribute to the birthday of Barry White.
Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. May be an array of international stars and celebrities from all over, from the world. Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That is Saturday and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, for the first thing to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th in Waco, Texas.
It gets nothing but better.
A beautiful weekend.
I'm cutting the f*** out, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time. Invite you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Saturday and Sunday. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. As the Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas.
He's going
to
give up on all this part
Saturday
pretty soon.
And Sunday, May 8th.
It changes it to a beautiful weekend.
This gala weekend will include the welcoming of celebrities, reception on Friday, the first, second, and third round of tennis tournaments.
You know, in fairness to Barry White, it's the worst copy I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. One more time.
What time?
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Welcoming celebrities, a reception on Friday. Let's take it after the 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Right.
Okay? Do it over. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, on Friday. This these words up, man. He's got words that he don't even need.
He's mad now.
He's mad. I don't blame him.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament.
He's doing good on this read.
With the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course, and the post-concert reception on Saturday. And a championship semi-finals. This man, I'm gonna cut this ass. All right, this. I'm gonna take it up to the Love Unlimited Orchestra. That's where I'm gonna stop at. So get your tickets now. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College is cordially invite your ass to come on over. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend on Friday, Saturday, this is it. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College.
That's where he gave up. Barry White.
I love it.
Paul Quinn College, Lord Jesus.
Happy birthday, Barry White.
Happy birthday.
You're a good man.
Barry White, we love you.
Absolutely.
Let's go to news now with Guy J. Birdley.
It's time. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Right, Buzz.
That's me. He made it up.
Buzz, what is your lead made-up story tonight?
Tonight, Congress ponders the C word, C as in censorship.
Ponderous, man. Effing ponderous.
C.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
That was professional, Tony.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
word from Planet Crackpot.
If it helps, cover their faces with your thumb while you listen. The Don and Mike Show.
And now, Buzz?
Yes.
One newsmaker on the phone before we go right to your news and comment.
All right.
Hello, Phil?
Hello.
Is this Phil from Reno?
It sure is.
All right, I want to give you some background.
All right.
Okay.
This guy called to remind us that yesterday was Barry White's birthday. Unbeknownst to us, Lisa apparently told him to go F himself.
Oh.
Right? She yelled at you, right?
That is correct.
And anyway, thanks for the tip. We would have forgotten.
I hear you.
Thank you, my friend.
I had to hear it.
Oh, you got it. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed it, sir.
That's the best bit.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, and there he is. There's the newsmaker on the telephone.
I guess he was still a little angry at Lisa. That's why he didn't say goodbye.
The guy who called. Well, you know, she has a tough time with a lot of people calling this show every day.
She didn't know. The sister, she didn't know. Mm-hmm. It slipped through the crack.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. See if you notice a trend here. This week, the government's Federal Trade Commission said adult entertainment's being marketed to children aggressively. Now, the FCC says it will study the amount of sex and violence on television. The agency says it wants to see if stations and networks are promoting adult shows when kids are watching.
Aye, aye, aye.
Today, representatives from both presidential campaigns were on Capitol Hill hammering the entertainment industry for what it does, how it promotes it, and for not showing up at the hearing. Democratic vice presidential nominee Joe Lieberman.
Oh, you said hammering.
I said hammer. Wish I'd remembered that. Democrat vice presidential nominee Joe Lieberman asked the industry to police itself for real, but he also tread lightly today when he spoke.
Oh, Joe Lieberman, right here. Here he is.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
That's Joe Lieberman.
Not treading lightly.
No.
Here he is. Here is Joe Lieberman.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
No, he's
not him.
Larry.
I'll play the real one. I would just like to point out, though, before I play the tape, you can't spell Lieberman without L-I-E.
We have to challenge America's parents to do more to monitor their children's media diets. In the end, Mr. Chairman, what we're asking for today again is not censorship, but simply better citizenship.
But other senators today did call for government regulation, and Liz Cheney, the wife of the Republican vice presidential nominee, told a hearing that the public needs to hold the entertainment industry responsible for what it presents. But the angriest attack on Hollywood came from former presidential candidate and still Senator John McCain. He was steamed that the industry sent its guard dog Jack Valenti to the hearing. He says the studio heads were either, and I quote, too ashamed or unable to defend their products.
Here is John McCain.
Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz, which took first place with BMW.
Sorry, that was not John McCain.
Sounded like him. So McCain says there'll be another hearing in 2 weeks, and he says the head of each studio will get a personal invitation this time.
You know, I just can't help but say to myself, while all this is going on, there are so many more important things to worry about.
Yeah. Agreed.
They're occupying their time on the Hill doing this when they really should be occupying their time improving in schools, for example.
Starts
everything.
I mean, that's great. Yeah, a million things. You know, the bottom line is it is the parents, right? Mm-hmm. We always say you got to dial on there. You know,
yes.
That's the way it is.
It's common sense.
It's common sense stuff.
And besides,
you just don't do any good by bringing in studio heads of Hollywood studios and beating them up. It's
what
not going to change.
You're going to call Steven Spielberg and Jeffrey Katzenberg and David Geffen, and you're going to say, "You're very bad boys."
That's the gist of it, yes.
Yeah, right. Jesus, the gist.
Now, who wants to be teacher's pet? Disney says it will be more careful about how it markets the R-rated movies it releases under the Touchstone and Miramax label.
Oh, F them. They're kiss asses.
All the marketing in the world really doesn't stand in the way of an effective parent.
There you go. America's libraries are also under fire for folks concerned about what kids see. But the American Library Association says the books targeted for removal in the past 10 years...
Buzz, excuse me, that is Library.
Library Association.
Please pronounce it the correct way.
Library.
Library
Association.
I pronounced it that way during my formative years. Library.
The books targeted for removal in the last 10 years include Harry Potter, Huck Finn, Of Mice and Men, and Catcher in the Rye. Parents and citizens groups tried to remove Harry Potter because of its reference to witchcraft.
So
censorship.
They also targeted Steinbeck's Mice and Men because they felt it was blasphemous. Also targeted, Maya Angelou's I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, because it portrays Caucasians as nasty, stupid people.
Well, hello, you're looking at a stereotype for that right here.
Greetings! The Library Association published on its website a list of the top 100 books protested in the last decade.
Oh, Jesus. F all of that. I got to do a break here.
All right.
Hold on. We will continue with more free speech.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As long as it's free, right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The chit-chat a-hole.
Hey, Mr. DJ. Put a ring on. I want to dance with you, baby.
Don't make them pimps smack you. Don and Mike.
And once again, here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. During the commercial break, a story came over the AP wire that could blow up in the faces of either or both of the candidates for president. The story goes that the Gore campaign received a package of stuff stolen from the Bush campaign.
Miss Bush.
It's safe to assume the package contained material that would damage the Bush campaign. It included some documents and a videotape. The Gore campaign says it immediately turned the stuff over to a lawyer who then turned it over to law enforcement officials so they could investigate how the material got from one camp to another. The Gore campaign also called the Bush campaign to tell it what had happened.
Gee, I wonder what they'd have on my guy.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, is there any information as to what was on the video?
No.
Whenever you hear videotape.
Yes, I know.
It's not that videotape of him at the party, is it?
We've seen that one where he's drunk.
Yeah, well, he's allegedly drunk and he's...
Oh, no, he's drunk. You know, I'm going to vote for the guy and he's drunk.
I know you're going to vote for him and I'm against everything he stands for, but I'm not really... I watched it and believe me, mm-hmm. nobody would want to see him like going, and it looks like the only thing at the end, I told you this, it looks like he's drinking a highball. Looks like he's got a glass.
He is S-faced.
But he, you know,
on that tape.
If you know, sometimes when people are trying to be silly, you know, and just be, you know, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt to say that he's obviously not falling down drunk. But
he's
hit when he knocks it back. You know when a guy's drinking.
Yeah, right.
And he gets, just done being funny, and then
it's boom down the hatch. Right. There's a videotape that's been floating around. Right. I don't know if it's been on Inside Edition or Extra, any show like that. But it's George W. at a party.
Right.
And he is bombed.
And he's, I guess it was a couple of months or a year, I don't know, after he said he had stopped drinking. But the thing that I think is funny that I can't believe isn't getting more play is when he was denying that Rats ad and he was trying to say subliminal. And
Mike, you pronounce it subliminal. Isn't that the way that all good Republicans pronounce it? You are trying to do something subliminal right now by mentioning that on this show.
Yes, I am. Subliminal.
You are trying to be subliminal.
Three times subliminal.
A new book,
what were you trying to say there, Buzz?
I was saying subliminal.
But there's no more information on this.
No, that's all we know.
Sounds like a sweet little juicy...
And if it's the alleged drinking tape, that shouldn't be enough to... I mean, that's nothing. That I can't imagine that would be damaging enough
Here's what I don't get about both of these guys.
Right.
They want to fight dirty. I say let them fight dirty. You know, Bush puts out the ad that has the subliminal word rats in it.
Right.
Okay. Rather than be pussies and say, hey, we meant bureaucrats, but it ended up being rats, just come out and say,
he's a rat.
You know, he's a rat. We put it there.
Yeah, be a man about it.
And same for Gore. Don't go, oh, hey, we found this tape and we just want to let you know.
I'm really, what he said, something along the lines of, I'm really, really disappointed. You know, come out and say, he's an effer.
Right, yeah. Say, listen, we found the tape of George Bush with a giant strap on, you know, naked with a big 10-gallon cowboy hat running around and he's bombed out of his mind. Or whatever's on the tape. Just be honest with us.
Right, exactly.
You know, they meant to put the word rats in that commercial. The Gore people are happy that they have this tape that might hurt Bush.
I agree.
Of course they are.
Totally. I totally agree.
Just both sides. Be honest. You want to win. You know, and if you have to play dirty to win, you'll do it.
And I know you're like, even though you're supporting Bush.
I want to know what's on the tape.
I want to know what's on the tape.
Yeah, we all do.
I mean, if he's having sex with an animal or something, I mean, there's a variety of things it could be.
What if he's having sex with Gore?
Wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't that blow the lid off the whole thing?
If that were the case, I don't think they'd turn it over to the police.
Mm-hmm. A new book says President Clinton just couldn't bring himself to tell his wife he'd been lying about his liaisons with Monica Lewinsky. So the book says he had his lawyer tell her.
Oh, what a wuss.
The book, The Breach.
Is... Stay cool. Stay cool.
Hi, Hillary. It's Don Ephraim.
Joe Coyne here. Elliot's on the phone.
We're all here in the room. He was banging the intern.
Yeah, big sloppy fat girl, Hill. But it's done with now.
Yeah, stay cool. Stay cool.
It's done with that. Don't do anything crazy, for God's sake.
Yeah, well, great. Well, great. Yes, Hillary. We'll be back in touch. Okay, stay cool now.
Hey, send us some tapes.
Well, you've just gotten this in a microcosm of one of the phone calls from our agent's office.
That's exactly
from
right.
Our lawyer. Yeah.
That's exactly what it sounds like. This book says attorney David Kendall met with Hillary in the residential wing 2 years ago to tell her that the president had lied that he did have the affair. It says that only after that was the president himself able to talk to Hillary about it.
You know what it sounded like? In the movie, this is, I'm probably way too obscure, but I'm going to say this. When he told her that, it probably sounded like in the movie Christmas Story, when he uses the F word, and then he blames his friend.
Oh, yeah.
And she calls.
And she calls it. Right. And the other kid's mom is going off on the telephone.
Can you hear the kid getting it on the other end of the phone?
But Ralphie still has the bar soap in his mouth, though.
And does the whole thing with the soap right there.
The book also says, the major award, Mr. Major Award, front relay. Ho, ho, ho. The book also says that Clinton was so distracted by the impeachment, his aides sometimes had to jump in during meetings to answer questions for him.
Clinton.
There's another sex scandal at the White House, this time involving the pastry chef. The female assistant pastry.
LeBeau?
No. The female assistant pastry
he
chef.
Makes such strudel.
The Frenchman. The pastry chef's female assistant says the head pastry chef, a man, subjected her to severe sexual harassment over the past 9 years.
Look what I'm going to do with the whipped cream. Woo!
She wants $2 million, $1 million from the chef for the harassment, and $1 million from the president for not giving her a way to file a complaint about it.
Yeah, now listen, this is what's jive. That this story is getting play, saying President Clinton, again, in the middle of a sexual scandal.
No.
Right. This is a woman who works with the pastry chef.
Right.
The pastry chef pulled out his twig and berries or whatever he did. She is suing the president because she's saying, technically, the guy's a pastry chef at the White House. Technically, Clinton represents the White House.
Oh, please.
So Clinton is involved in this somehow.
Actually, legally, that's there's some credence to that because the head of each federal agency is responsible for making sure that there's a way for people in that agency to report sexual harassment. In this case, that would be President Clinton. Now, this woman claims that
President Clinton
made no way for her to complain. Whether or not that's true remains to be seen.
President Clinton.
This woman says the chef repeatedly made unwanted sexual advances, demanding to know why she wouldn't go along.
Hey, could you come over here and help me frost this cake?
She says that because she refused, the chef was hostile and rude toward her and took away some of her duties. She says she was deliberately misled into believing she had no recourse. She says she was told it was either stay or quit.
I seem to have misplaced my butter cream.
Time out, Buzz. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, he's a little Hercules. Shall we muscle again? Oh, Hercules, 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 Hercules.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, here is Buzzy Toe.
Hi, Don and Mike. The mayor of Cape Town, South Africa, has been forced to resign after he was caught viewing pornography on the internet. The mayor was Reverend William Bantam.
Uh-oh.
And this was the top story on the evening news there yesterday. Quoting the now former mayor, I know I have done wrong, and I pray the community will forgive me.
Uh-huh.
My God.
Uh-huh.
A Navy admiral wants to do away with the urinals on our aircraft carriers in the Pacific Fleet.
Well, now, this is the story that guy called us about today, right?
Exactly. Three reasons. One, they require a lot of maintenance, these urinals. Second reason, Navy flyers tend to be sloppy urinators.
Yeah, so do WJFK salespeople.
Amen to that. And three, they can't be used by female personnel. The Washington Times got hold of a memo to this effect. It says there's an overspray problem that corrodes the surface of these urinals. It also says the urinals are low flow, so they tend to clog and smell.
Well, I'll tell you, one day somebody's going to stomp their foot in our bathroom here and go right down into the garage.
Oh, yeah.
There is a mystery pier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now, you know what? I have a theory that it's the FedEx guy or the UPS guy or the Staples guy. Because it doesn't happen all the time.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It's not a regular phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, you go in the bathroom, and it's not in the upstairs bathroom.
Right.
It's the bathroom in the lobby that's used by all of the delivery guys.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in there every once in a while.
Sure.
It's like Michigan on the floor.
Absolutely.
It really is.
And I was just in there, and there was somebody else in there with me, and I don't want to mention any names here, but that individual was standing at the sink, and I came in to use the urinal, and the urinal had not been flushed.
Who was it?
Steve Johnson.
No surprise.
Not sure.
No surprise.
But, you know, he might have just been in there washing his hands.
Sure.
Who knows?
Could be perfectly innocent.
Yeah, of course, yes. Innocent until proven guilty. No, I'm sorry. We're at the radio station. Guilty until proven innocent.
Right.
The memo, this Navy memo, suggests replacing the porcelain urinals with stainless steel toilets, and because we're talking Pentagon, we're talking ridiculously expensive. And some Navy flyers are not happy about the change for another reason. Quoting one, this is the continuing feminization of the Navy. They won't be happy till we all have to sit down to pee, end quote. 2 years ago, the Atlantic Fleet banned...
Admiral Andy Rice says he's all for it.
Yeah, I don't understand what's wrong with sitting down to pee. That before you're going to fly a combat mission.
2 years ago, the Atlantic Fleet banned nude sleeping, risque sunbathing, and women wearing lingerie to bed on those aircraft carriers.
If I'm in a, you know, in a bunkin' with seamen first class on an aircraft carrier, I don't want naked sleeping either.
Seamen.
Survivor Richard Hatch, speaking of naked, he'll have to live without the $500,000 he would have made off a book. A publisher had agreed to pay Rich that money for the inside scoop on his island adventure. But CBS has its own Survivor book to sell and doesn't want the competition. Remember, under their contract, CBS can tell the contestants what they can and cannot do, so the book is off. Old Rudy, meanwhile, says he doesn't mind the restrictions. He says he signed a whole bunch of papers without even reading them.
Oh, really?
quoting him, for all I know, I owe CBS $10 million.
What? Now, the guy Mark Burnett, that producer who we had
right.
on, that British guy,
mm-hmm.
he has written... a book, Survivor, The Ultimate Game.
Right.
Right. And in his book, which is, of course, sanctioned by CBS, because I guess they're going to make some money off it, the funniest part that I read was about Greg. Greg's antics were upsetting the cast and crew. Greg is the shell phone guy.
Right.
Especially host Jeff Probst.
Mm-hmm.
Greg would stalk camera crews, jump from bushes to scare people, and talk to himself. And, quote, his body odor was palatable several feet away.
Oh, you.
Wow.
And that's usually not the piss if it's that bad.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's...
They're talking about some, you know, some ass cheese, some...
Dookie smell.
Right, yeah.
Bad, very bad.
You know, from his sack. Scrotal cheese.
Yeah, I think we get it.
Here he comes again. You.
Next time you're with a woman, remember, she may be wondering if this position makes her look fat. A new study involving over 200 college women says many of them feel self-conscious about their appearance during sex. The study calls it a female version of performance anxiety that distracts them from the business at hand. It says a third of the women worry about how they look during sex, regardless of whether they're fat or thin or somewhere in between. The study says it's so serious, these women are more likely to avoid sex or be less assertive about seeking it out. The study shows that women who consider themselves good sex partners are less worried about their appearance.
How do women who have sex in parking lots feel about that?
I don't know. They must feel good about themselves, I would guess.
I would assume they've got a great deal of self-confidence, along with the men who do it in the parking lot with them.
They're
brave souls.
We just heard a little story about some people who are having sex in the parking lot of the radio station.
Right now? Oh, last night.
About 10 to 11.
Apparently there were like 10 witnesses. Like,
10 guys all standing at the window, making no secret of the fact that they were watching these people in our parking lot, you know, do the nasty.
No names, but lots of theories.
Yeah.
Probably had to go to the car wash after that.
Mm-hmm.
The people in California who sell prunes are spending $10 million to teach us to call them something else. The California Prune Board plans to market its product next month as...
Colon flushers.
No? dried plums.
Oh, fantastic.
Right. I think we should just call them Liddies.
The wrinkled fruit with laxative properties has suffered from declining sales over the past 10 years.
I need a Liddy Danish.
The prune board is hoping that $10 million will change that. It worked for kiwi, which was once known as the Chinese gooseberry. Growers and grocers eventually learned it was more profitable to call it something else. But this is interesting. The California Prune Board says it has no plans to change its own name.
One more, Buzzy. We've got to get out of here.
Universal Pictures should be glad Mike Myers' Dieter movie fell through, according to Vanity Fair magazine. Universal and Myers were suing one another over the mess, and that lawsuit was eventually settled very quietly. But Vanity Fair says Myers is difficult to work with. The director of Wayne's World says Myers went on a rampage one day because the caterer only brought butter, no margarine. She says Myers was on his car phone for hours talking to his manager about this and threatening to quit. The now former manager says Myers blew up at a stagehand for making direct eye contact and...
I shagged her rotten, baby, yeah.
And then yelled at the same stagehand for not laughing at his lines during a rehearsal.
Really?
Really.
That is common behavior around here.
Absolutely. Everyone is required to laugh.
Thank you, Buzzy.
Well, thank you, Looney.
There are the So Tappers right there. Let's get a call 100 and today's show. Be assertive. Call 100 time right now. Call Lisa. She's just sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you see? We cut the chit-chat a-hole.
From the creators of Marky in the Middle, it's the Don and Mike Show.
And now here is Guy Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
In sports, Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman practiced today for the first time since suffering his latest concussion.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's what I wanted.
I'm fine. What's the coach's name, Don? What's the coach of the Cowboys now?
Campo.
Coach Campo. I'm very willing to play in the Tuesday night football game.
Monday night, Troy.
Oh, no, it's not. I have good authority.
Monday night? Eat your baby food.
Okay, well, this is great. Great strain peaches.
Aikman took his ninth serious hit to the head on the Cowboys' first Sunday this season.
I'm okay.
No word on
whether... my contact. Oh, I'm sorry. I had laser eye surgery.
No word on whether he'll play again.
You know that's true?
I do, yes, really.
He can see great.
He was so effed up on the sideline from getting hit in the head that he started playing with his eyes and saying, I can't see right because my contact lens is not in. And he forgot that a year ago he had laser eye surgery.
I don't wear contacts anymore. Oh, boy. I got my belt on.
No word on whether he'll play against the Washington Redskins on Monday night.
America's team.
Hope so.
Must be contagious. On the same weekend, Bobby Knight lost his job as basketball coach at Indiana. That school's football coach lost his temper and got hit with a $10,000 fine. The Big Ten penalized Cam Cameron for remarks he made after a loss to North Carolina State. Finally, a throng of students says their school is wrong for banning the thong. Students, mostly girls, at the high school in Salinas, California, staged a protest the other day over the dress code. One protester carried a sign that read, "Pay attention to our minds, not our panties." According to the girls, the dress code bans thong underwear, and they say several girls have been sent home, suspended, for wearing them. The principal, Paul Lick, says that's just a rumor. He says there have been no suspensions because the dress code doesn't even mention underwear. But the girls continue their protests. Maybe the thongs are too tight.
Let me see that thong.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You know the thong song. The
thong song.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
you know the thong song, right?
I thought you sang it quite well just then. Give us a little more.
Let me see that thong.
Yeah.
We got to...
Show it in the parking lot.
We got to go.
I'll feel you.
We got to go. We'll be giving away another trip to Iceland tomorrow. Playing one of our kooky, crazy games.
Kooky, crazy games. I'll be right at
the
beginning.
The trips to Iceland we're giving away every day this week are courtesy of Iceland Air. Visit www.icelandair.com to discover their world. Next Friday, giving away a trip for two to Los Angeles, courtesy of the National Enquirer's Uncovered. They don't just cover Hollywood, they uncover it. Tune in weekdays at 12:30 on your local Fox station. And major epic star Dennis Murphy will be in York, Pennsylvania this weekend. Our radio station, WOYK, is bringing him in.
Boy,
Dennis's appearance are sponsored by Bud Light. Fantastic. Friday night, September 15th, 9 p.m., he'll be at Murph City Hall in New York, PA.
Watch for his limo in New York.
Saturday, September 16th, he'll be at JD's Grill in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
It's a whirlwind tour for Dennis.
For information, call the radio station. Time now for a call number 100, and here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. What's your name?
My name is Keith.
Keith, where are you from?
I am from Northern Virginia.
Keith, you won a $10 palette card from Dave and Buster's. Dave and Buster's has everything an adult could ever want in one big, amazing place, but wait, there's more. You've also won the Headhunter.net prize pack. Headhunter.net. This is the way to work. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Have a great night.
You too.
Appreciate it. We will be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. See you then. Thank you, and good night, Bart.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie?
Parking lot.
Throw your beret in the air, trusted friend. Just like Sydney. Tyler. More.
You might
be a few guys. Practice out in the parking lot.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll park next to my SUV.
We will see you tomorrow.
Come on,
so we meet again. Sunday Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.